Following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Hyde Stadium, Game 3 of our Best of 5 Expedition League Championship Series between your Pier Trappers and the Souris Valley Saberdogs. The Saberdogs won Game 1 and Game 2. Game 1 was on Thursday night, and the Dogs won that one 6-2. And then in last night's contest, the Saberdogs won that one 6-3. So we've had some close contests, much closer than what we have seen throughout the entirety of this season. But the Trappers just came up empty. They'll have their ace, Caleb Hay, on the mound for this game, however. And so, you know, here is your chance to potentially try and steal a game if you are the Trappers needing to. It's one of those win or go home type of situations where if you were to lose tonight's contest, that will be the end of the Trappers' season. So they need to win it. It's a bit of a muggy day out today as well, in the upper 90s with it feeling like 106 degrees. Winds shooting out of the southeast, which blows from left field across the diamond to right field, 15 miles an hour. So it doesn't really help whatsoever. Makes it feel like you are standing in a massive hairdryer. Coach Jamie Haviger talking with the two umpires for today's game. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Jamie ahead of tonight's Game 3 just a few moments ago. And I'm here in the Hyde Stadium press box with Coach Jamie Haviger before Game 3 of our Best of 5. Jamie, you guys need to win tonight to extend the season, kind of a win or go home scenario. What have been your thoughts on these last two games, and what can you guys do to turn it back and force a Game 4?
Yeah, we've played a couple great games against these guys, just one, two swings away from taking the lead or tying it up, and do the same thing we do the last couple games, minus a couple mistakes, and add a couple timely hits, and we'll be right in it.
You've got a couple of guys in the lineup who haven't been in there in a few days. Just talk me through the reasoning behind that one.
You know what? I would hate for them to not get a game in the playoffs, and I would hate for this to go down with a loss or something tonight. I just, want everybody to get their fair share of play. We're all a team out here. We battle and fight as a team, and we lose as a team as well. So they're college ball players. They should be able to get it done just as well as anybody else.
So over the course of the season, we talked about the growth from your young team. Just in, I guess, name two ways that you've seen your team grow from the beginning of the season and that first series against the Saberdogs to now for these last two games, losing by a combined 5 runs.
Yeah, I think our beliefs are a little higher that we can be down and fight back. At the beginning of the season, we kind of get down and stay down. We battle as a team. We lose as a team. And they've seen that we can play a complete game and beat anybody. So I think our approaches at the plate have been better. Our pitcher's control has been better. I think all around everything has really gotten better in the last month than the beginning of the season when we played these guys.
You've got Caleb Hay on the mound, kind of your ace, here for Game 3, trying to get him to see if he can get the win tonight. What does Caleb need to do to try and give us a Game 4?
Same as approaches last night with Casey. He's got to get on top, stay ahead of these guys. Don't let them get in hitter's counts because they're too good to be fooled on anything and when we're ahead of the count. So when they're ahead of the count anyway, they're good hitters. So just get ahead and stay ahead and work down.
In both Games 1 and Games 2, you can really look at, and you can circle just either one inning or two innings where the Saberdogs scored almost all of their runs. And if you X out those couple of innings, you guys win both games. How does that not happen tonight? How do you prevent the big inning?
Just stay within ourselves. Play the game. I know those mistakes, no one wants to make a mistake during the game, so I think everybody should be locked in by game time and ready to go, and just hopefully minimize the damage. A couple walks, hopefully we get a double play or something, but if we get a couple free bases, that's where we got to take advantage and shut them down.
And so beyond Caleb then tonight, I assume also would we kind of wipe away that five-inning typical type of limit to keep the guys rested? Are you going to let Caleb go as long as he's feeling good? And then I guess a second follow-up question to that, who is waiting beyond him in the pen?
Yeah, it's tough to shut Caleb down. You know, he's an animal on the mound. He doesn't ever want to come off. So the only way he's coming off is if he goes a lot of pitches and if he gets, you know, a lot of walks or something. But he's not going to want to be pulled. But I would like to get Brady in the game. Wouldn't mind seeing Nick again against these guys, maybe Parker for an inning. So we're pretty stacked with pitchers right now. It's just a matter of how far Caleb gets.
What has been your favorite memory, I guess, that you are allowed to share on the air with this team this year so far?
Favorite memory? You know, it's probably anything off the field with these guys. We've had some pretty good times. You know, we've done bowling, gone to a couple concerts, just had some fun on the road. So the bus trips are good.
I know you said that these were your favorite group of guys
you've
been able to coach.
It is, you know, just because they are influenced, they listen, and that's tough to get a bunch of group of guys to buy in at this age and compete for each other.
All right, so let's go to our would you rather question here. Coach, would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
I would probably have no elbows.
Ooh, you're going to be swinging a pretty rigid bat.
Yeah, I would probably just have to hang it up on the bat. I would have to hang the bat up if I lost my elbows, but as long as I have my fingers, I can still eat and I can walk.
True. Very true, Coach. Sounds great. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you post-game. Let's hope that we have another one tomorrow.
Let's do it. Thanks, Ryan. Go, Trap.
So we are moments away from first pitch, introducing the Trappers lineups over the public address system. The Saberdogs will be the home team here, even though we are at Hyde Stadium, the home of the Trappers. The Saberdogs will be the home team for game 3, 4, and 5 if we get beyond tonight's game. So that means the Trappers will be batting first in this game, and the Saberdogs will be in the field. We'll take a quick pause for the national anthem, and then we'll come back after this break and have starting lineups and first pitch here on this Saturday evening for Game 3 of the Expedition League Championship Series here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice cold beverages and a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
That's hit well out to deep center field. Back at the wall, and it is out of here. Goodbye, home run, Anthony Barraza.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Welcome in here to Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here in the press box. I'll have various guests along the way tonight. We just finished up with the national anthem. Reed Butts and the Souris Valley Saberdogs will trot out there to take the field in the top of the first, with the Saberdogs being the home team here in this one. The Trappers will swing it first, and now I'll give you the starting lineups first for your Trappers. Preston Lau will lead things off and play right field, followed by Tyler Traphagen, who is in center field. Cy Props making his first start as a Trapper, and he will be the catcher tonight. Colton Yanish starting at first and batting cleanup. Andrew Beavers is at short, where he started game one of this series. Garrett Arnold is designated hitting. Colby Rich will be at third base, so he is back after dealing with a bit of a shoulder injury over this last week and a half. Maddox Mueller will shift over from center field to left field, and he'll bat eighth. And then Trevor Seagraves will bat ninth. And then for the Saberdogs, it's kind of your typical lineup. Got Luis Pelayo leading things off and playing left field, followed by Hunter Delanoy in right. After that, Ben Neubert designated hitting. Chris Monroe at first. Jake Barlow at second. Ben Wilms at third. Seth Delgado, the catcher. He is making his third consecutive start. Then it will be Eddie Martinez in center field. And then Alex Crouch in will be the shortstop and batting ninth. So, you know, we'll actually start this game on time today. In both games one and two, first pitch was scheduled for 6:35, but we started those games about 5 to 10 minutes early for each one of them. But, of course, you know, we're going to start it right on time tonight. They haven't even put the bases in fully yet, so Anthony Barraza and Jacob Griffin are down that first baseline, putting first base into the ground where it rightfully belongs before we even take the hill here. So it might be a little bit of a late start here in this one. Win or go home for the Pier Trappers. The season might come to an end early. Depends how they show up tonight. The Trappers have not been able to beat the Saberdogs yet this season. 0-12 is the record. So, yeah, we're having some last-minute field maintenance before we can start. Bit of an unexpected turn of events. Something with that first base bag. It's not quite sitting right in there. Now they got one in, so we have a thumbs up. And I think we should be about ready to go here on this steamy Saturday evening. A bit less of a crowd attendance than we had in game one and two, but you know it makes a lot of sense with the weather conditions being the way that they are. It should cool down a little bit, though, over the next hour or two. So while we wait, you know, I can help us get to know the starter for the Saberdogs a little bit more. Reed Butts, left-hander. He's a senior at Valley City State, originally from Rockford, Illinois. 6'2", so, you know, a decent-sized frame. And he has started 7 games this season. This will be his 8th. It will be just his 2nd time facing the Trappers. In his first outing, he went 6 innings and gave up no earned runs on 5 hits and struck out 12, which was his season high. So we're still waiting for first pitch here. Let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll have first pitch, hopefully, here in the next couple of minutes for Game 3 of our Best of 5 Championship Series on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Oh. Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly, fly, fly! Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
getting our Name That Tune started early before first pitch even is upon us here in Game 3. That one, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. So I finally have a bit of a better idea what it was that was going on. We had an umpire switch last minute. The home plate umpire from last night, who had some of his own controversies anyway, if you recall. He was supposed to be the field umpire tonight, whereas the field umpire from last night was set to be the home plate ump. But they swapped last minute, and that was the reason for our delay. And, you know, I'm not really too sure how this is going to go, because if you remember last night, our home plate umpire, who is set to be out there again tonight, he was involved in quite a bit of controversy. He ejected Carson Trumpholz from the game, the Trappers catcher, in the fifth inning of that contest. There was some very, very unhappy members of each side of the game yesterday. And Eric Lindberg, the Trappers outfielder, got himself ejected after the game was over for coming up and screaming in the face of that home plate umpire. And he will be behind the plate again tonight. So, you know, obviously, right off the bat, that is one quick thing that you can go ahead and star for, could be a potential impact on this game. We'll have to see how it plays out. Reed Butts is ready to go, and I have John Hunt coming in here quickly to chat. John, welcome to the broadcast in the first inning.
Yeah, I wanted to start the broadcast with some good news about my compatriot in radio here, a newbie in the business, you, Ryan Breeden, because we got the announcement today that you have been announced as the Expedition League Announcer of the Year. So, Broadcaster of the Year, congratulations, my friend.
That's pretty cool.
I'll let you get to the game. I just wanted to start the game off with something positive, my friend.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you very much. You know, it's an honor. I'm very glad for that. We'll see you in the second inning, bottom of the second. Let's hope so. Preston Lau will lead things off here in the first pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. So we are underway here from Hyde Stadium. The Trappers are the away team in this one, so that is why they are batting first. The Saberdogs will be the home team here. Source Valley needs just one more win to secure their second consecutive Expedition League title. The 0-1 pitch. That one runs and nearly takes his kneecaps off. So that is ball one. Preston Lau, this is his first appearance in this championship series. Came into this one batting 208 on the season, and that one nearly does hit him as well. Brushes him off inside, so the count 2-1. And for those on the YouTube Live who are just now tuning in, it's a hot one here in Hyde Stadium here in Pierre, South Dakota. It's about 106 degrees out there on the field. 2-1 pitch, and that one is roped to the left side on the ground. Foul. So the count now even at 2-2 to the Trappers' leadoff man, Preston Lau. Lau is one of four, new starters for the Trappers in this championship series. Cy Props is getting the start at catcher. This is his first start in the championship series. It's the 2-2 pitch, and that one is chopped foul straight back, so it will remain 2-2. Colton Yanish getting his first start of this series for the Trappers, as well as Colby Rich. So we'll see some new faces here. The Trappers trying to stave off elimination. 2-2, and that one is chopped to the right side, weakly on the ground, barehanded by Butts and flipped to first in time. A smooth play there from Reed Butts, showing that he does his PFPs in practice. Just barehanded that one and flipped it to Chris Monroe. So one away here in the top of the first. And that brings up Tyler Trapagan, the Trappers center fielder. This is his third start in as many games of this series. 2-for-7. He has a run scored, has a walk, and a strikeout. He was 2-for-4 in that first game. Went 0-for-3 last night. And before we even have the first pitch of this at-bat, Trapagan will step out and tie his left cleat. Probably a good thing to do. You don't want to be tripping over yourself in the box there. So we'll have a lefty-lefty matchup. The Saberdogs going back to their uniform combination from Game 1, wearing those red jerseys and the baby blue pants. bit of a polarizing uniform combo as there's a fastball right down the middle for strike one. I feel like the way that it goes with this uni combo, you can't really argue that the colors are fantastic, but the combination of red on blue, people either love it or they hate it. The 0-1 pitch, check swing, did he go around? The appeal down, and no, he did not. So Trap Hagen in a 1-1 count. We are one batter in to game three here, top of the first. Nobody aboard. Bud's working out of the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung through that high fastball. Couldn't get the wooden barrel of the bat. Caught up to that one. So the count 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch incoming here. That one is just nubbed, slicing foul to the left side, and it will drift out of play. So the count remains 1-2. It's a bit left-handed hitter friendly with the weather conditions here in this one. Blowing across the field from left to right, pretty much foul pole to foul pole. So if you can pull it as a left-handed hitter, which Trap Hagen is, the 1-2 pitch had him off balance with a slider. Did not go around, though, so a nice take there, showing discipline for Trap Hagen. The count now 2-2. Last season with Ridgewater College, Tyler Trap Hagen batted 305 and walked 22 times. The 2-2 pitch, and that one is popped up into shallow center field. Martinez is there, creeps in and makes the catch for out number two. So two batters, two outs for Reed Butts. Now, tasked with starting this elimination game. And now we will see Cy Probst. He made an appearance in last night's game after Carson Trumbold was ejected and went 1-for-2 and drove in a run. That was actually in his first at-bat that he had that RBI. So welcome to the team after transferring over from the Rage and Roosters. First pitch, fastball taken at the belt for strike one. Let's get set. The 0-1 pitch misses high. And for Nathan Mix in my YouTube live stream, did you figure out where some of the Trapper Boys will go to finish off their seasons? I think I have an idea of one, and then I have some other news, too. It's 1-1 pitch, and that one is swung on and missed for strike two on a high fastball. I was talking with some of our guys before the game who wanted to go to the independent league that just formed last year, and they said, we're not allowed to. And I was like, why? As that one is a rung up for strike three, Cy Probst knew it. He was stepping out of the batter's box before the pitch even crossed the plate. So that is a quick 1-2-3 inning. So quickly I'll finish up my point here before we go to the bottom of the first. Some of the guys who wanted to go to the independent league were told that they are not accepting any players from the Expedition League. So I find that interesting. So I think some of the guys will have to try and improvise and either see if they can go play local near where they live. I know that Nick Blessing is thinking about doing that, maybe playing in a league in St. Louis. But it doesn't seem, as of right now, that the independent league will be an option for some of these Expedition League guys. That's what I know. We'll take a quick break. Nothing, our score. We are through the top of the first inning. The Saberdogs will come up to bat for the first time here in Game 3 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium for the bottom of the first inning. Nothing, our score. That was some Jimi Hendrix play in there. The bottom of the first inning. So I think I'm 2-0 now in my name that tune. Caleb Hay, the Trapper starting pitcher out there on the mound. And so for my YouTube live viewers as well, you know, I have my scoreboard, my score bug flipped. Typically, you would have your home team on the bottom of the score graphic and your away team on the top. But I found out when I got here to the park that the Saberdogs were going to be the home team in this game, so I didn't have time to change it. You can get over it. You can figure out what's happening. Luis Pelea will lead things off here for the Saberdogs. He was a menace in game one of this series, pretty much single-handedly carried the Saberdogs to that victory. That one is slapped foul to the left side, so the count 0-1. And so, yes, to answer your question in the comment there, Mark, yes, the Saberdogs are the home team today. There's a called strike two from Caleb Hay, runs it in there on a fastball to Luis Pelea. But in that game one, Pelea was 3-for-4 with two home runs, a two-run home run and a solo shot, and scored a additional run as well. The 0-2 runs outside, so the count 1-2. So Pelea was responsible for driving in four of the six runs in that game, and the Saberdogs won that one by four. 1-2 goes with the slider, and it stays upstairs, so the count 2-2. Another thing for the YouTube live listeners who haven't been able to be here for the pregame, as a 2-2 pitch, fastball just misses outside. We were supposed to have a change of umpires after last night. We were supposed to have the field umpire be behind the plate and the home plate umpire from last night be in the field. As the payoff pitch misses outside for ball four, so that's a leadoff walk. But about 5 minutes before game time, it was decided and ruled by somebody, I'm not sure who, that they had to flip and go back to their assignments from last night. So the home plate umpire from last night's game that ejected Carson Trumpel, ejected Eric Lindberg, got into a decent amount of controversy. He's back behind the plate tonight calling balls and strikes. Hunter Delanoy up there now after the leadoff walk. Nothing, our score. Bottom of the first. Pelea reaching on that leadoff walk. Delanoy not having a very good series here so far. Has a chance to turn it around, though. The first pitch, that one leaks outside, ball one. Delanoy, as I mentioned, during the first two games, came into the series with the highest batting average in league history at .462, the highest on-base percentage in league history at .565. But so far in this series, Hunter Delanoy just 1-for-9 with an RBI single. Swinging it from the left side, the 1-0 pitch, and that runs in there on the fastball for a called strike one. Again, Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. Elimination game for the Trappers. They have to win it or their season is over. But they've got their ace on the mound. Caleb Hay gets set, delivers the 1-1, and there's another fastball that runs in there just at the kneecaps. The count 1-2 on the fastball. Caleb Hay, predominantly a three-pitch mix type of guy. He has his fastball that we just saw there. He likes to go to his slider in two-strike counts. We'll see if we get that here. Also has his changeup to try and throw off the speeds a little bit. We'll see what he goes with in this 1-2 count. And the pitch goes with that slider, but it stays outside. So the count 2-2. And so Caleb Hay, you know, he's a guy, when he has that two-strike count, he likes to go with the slider and run it backdoor to a left-hander. Either goes backdoor or goes disappearing slider and runs it in at their back foot. Just has not quite been able to locate that slider in these first two batters of the game. The 2-2 pitch goes fastball and attacks the outside and does not get the call. So another full count. Luis Pelea on first. Nobody out, bottom of the first. Nothing, our score. Caleb Hay gets set, and the payoff pitch, and that one is nubbed on the ground to second. Seagraves deep in the hole, fields it on a couple of bounces, and a throw to first is in time. So one away. Seagraves had to be patient on that play over there at first. Had to catch it off of a couple big bounces. And then quickly had to exchange and fire to Colton Yanish at first. luckily was able to get that one in there ahead of Delanoy. So that goes down as a ground out. It advances Luis Paleo into scoring position over there at second. So you have a lot of speed now, just 180 feet away. Brings up Ben Neubert, the designated hitter. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch of this at-bat misses low and outside. Goes with a fastball there. The count 1-0. Neubert in this series, 2-for-7. Couple of base knocks, an RBI to his credit, a run scored, and 2 walks. The 1-0 runs that one in there for a called strike. Catches the inside edge of the plate. So the count now even at 1-1. Neubert, one of the more accomplished hitters in this Saberdogs lineup. It's the 1-1 pitch. Goes off speed, and that's nubbed off the end of the bat, and Seagraves just backpedals into that outfield grass and makes the catch for out number 2. You could tell that Neubert was jammed on that one. Made contact, but not hard contact. So now 2 away here. Bottom of the first. And that brings up Chris Monroe. Monroe also 2-for-7 here in this series. Also a couple of base knocks and a run scored. Been mostly kept quiet. We'll see if it can stay that way. First pitch. Big swing, chopped up high on the infield. Beavers have to wait for it to come down, makes the catch, and the throw is in time for out number 3. So after the leadoff walk, Caleb Hay able to pitch around that 2-3-4 part of the order for the Saberdogs, and we are through one inning of play, and we are still tied up at 0 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Heather just played Barracuda for me. See, again, it's like one of those intro guitar riffs where it's like, okay, like, yeah, like, I should know it. I probably should. I'm going to guess. That's my educated guess here as we go to the top of the second inning here. Hyde Stadium. Nope, Heather tells me I'm wrong. So my first incorrect answer in Name That Tune, and that's disappointing. Oh, well. Nothing, our score, top of the second. The Trappers up to bat for the second time. Colton Yanish will lead things off. This is his first at-bat of this series. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, fastball blows it right by him on a swing and a miss for strike 1. To answer another question in my comment section from the YouTube Live, Nathan Mix asks, who is the youngest on the Trappers team, as there's another swing and a miss from Yanish for strike 2. Who's the youngest on the Trappers team and how old are they? I'm about 95% certain the youngest Trapper is Lewis Manning. There is a swing and a miss for strike 3. So 3 pitches, 3 fastballs, 3 swinging strikes to Colton Yanish. And that
younger
is
than
one away.
Sam Dineo, even though he
yes,
just went home?
Yes. I actually asked him that. I asked Sam if he was the youngest on the team, and he said, no, I'm not. Lewis is.
Because Sam had just graduated 2 weeks before
but
he
Sam,
joined the team.
But Sam apparently is pretty old for
nice.
His age.
Okay.
I think that he's 19. I think that Lewis is either late 18 or early 19.
By the way, I'm back.
Yes, there's John Hunt. He is back after being up here for about 20 seconds in the top of the first. First pitch to Andrew Beavers, hit on the ground up the middle, fielded cleanly, and the throw from Alex Crouch actually is off the line. So there's a throwing error. Beavers heading to second. The throw to second is not in time. So Andrew Beavers, in similar fashion to game one, hits one on the ground to short, and it gets a errant throw, and he's able to take second. Now, if you recall as well, last time that happened in game one, Beavers came around to score the first run of the game for the Trappers.
And that is one thing, one of the few flaws I've seen from the infield here of the Saberdogs is the penchant to throw the ball over the head of the first baseman. We saw it a couple times yesterday as well, and it is, you know, Trappers could string a few of these together with only one out. We could get an early lead. We'll take that.
A runner in scoring position now, Andrew Beavers. One out. Top of the second for Garrett Arnold.
We'll see
designated
if
hitting tonight.
Coach Jamie has them manufacturing a run with a runner on second.
First pitch takes it high, so it misses for ball one. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. Got to do the legal IDs.
That would be an interesting drive, though.
It would be. That one has popped up straight back, and it will drift out of play. So the count now 1-1. Garrett Arnold in this series 0-4.
Giving you the full taste of the stadium with Big Daddy doing his thing over there again tonight. And I do have to say, as Reed Butts gets himself ready on the mound, that this has been an interesting and a strange year, but I want to say hats off to everybody on my staff and on my team who's worked so hard together to put things together the way it's supposed to be done in minor league baseball. And I'm really, really proud of each one of you, you winning your award, which we talked about earlier, but everybody from, you know, the person that's cleaning the bathrooms
100%.
To all the way up to Jordan Luttmer, my assistant general manager. Everybody has stepped up and done a great job for our team this year.
Butts gets set, checks the runner at second, turning his head a few times, and will address the plate. Fastball misses low. You know, I just noticed something now for the first time here. Garrett Arnold and Hunter Brown finally did what I asked them to do, and they swapped cleats.
Oh, that's right. He's got the greens on.
So they are wearing one of each.
Okay.
There is a
purple
green
and green.
So Hunter Brown is wearing his right green cleat, and he gave the left one to Garrett Arnold, and Garrett's wearing the purple right one. That one misses low, so the count 2-1.
I like it. And by the way, talking about the person that cleans the bathrooms all the way up to the assistant general manager, sometimes cleaning the bathrooms becomes the job for the assistant general manager. So it's just everybody wearing many hats in this ballpark tonight, so I'm proud of each and every one of them.
3-1 the count, and the pitch now in a swung on, chopped on the ground to third. Just looks the runner back to second, and the throw to first across the diamond is in time, and Beaver is able to advance to third anyway.
All right, so again, we talked about potentially manufacturing a run. With two outs, now you have the runner on third, so it takes a base hit or a wild pitch to score the runner, and the Trappers could have their first lead of the series.
Wouldn't be a bad time for it. Will be Colby Rich. This is his first at bat of this series. He sat out the last week and a half with a shoulder injury, that right shoulder. Swinging it here in a big spot. First pitch takes it down near the shoe tops to the count 1-0.
And
Andrew Beavers on third.
Yeah, Butts is very meticulous, slow paced when there's a runner on base, I have noticed. Just taking his time to come to the plate.
That's a called strike. Looks like an off-speed pitch. So again, there you see that strike zone on full display. 1-1 the count. Two outs, top of the second.
I also noticed Boom Boom Barraza coaching at first base.
Yes, 1-1 pitch. And that one is nubbed straight back. And we'll
hope somebody was awake on the third base side.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
That's right, the Nets. Everybody's got to clap their hands again.
So 1-2 the count. Two outs. Colby Rich at the plate, the right-handed third baseman, has that big frame. The 1-2 pitch takes it high for ball two.
And a wide stance in the box. I think there's only about a foot between his top foot and the top of the box, and his back foot is on the back line of the left side batter's box. So he's fully stretched out when he's at the plate waiting for the pitch.
And here comes the 2-2. That one stays high as well for ball three. Maddox Mueller is on deck. Should he get the opportunity? 3-2, two outs top of the second. Nothing our score.
Again, no score with this just in the top of the second. Trappers with an opportunity, and these are the things the Trappers have to do to get this.
Payoff pitch bounces off the plate for ball four.
Series extended.
So runners now on the corners with two away. We'll bring up Maddox Mueller. And I appreciate the comments from Miss Lisa Gibson, from Jeff Butts on your comments. The announcer of the year award is richly deserved, the best, hands down. I appreciate that a lot. Very much appreciative of all of my viewers and all my listeners on River 92.7 as well. It's been a fun season, and I hope that it does not end tonight.
Now, does Jamie call the steal to try to force the throw and maybe manufacture that run from third?
You could. You definitely could. I haven't seen that happen too much this season. First pitch, off-speed slips up above the zone with an off-speed, so the count 1-0.
And I'm not sure about Colby's speed.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be, if you were to do that, make that play, you would not be hoping for Colby to be safe at second as the pitch, that one has popped up straight back.
Coming right back
off the roof. Here it comes.
Directly over our heads that time. But, yeah, I mean, if you send the runner, the hope is
a rundown.
Yeah, well, not just that he gets into a rundown with two outs, but that the catcher bites, because sometimes the catcher will just eat the ball to not give up that run coming home.
We'll have a called time there from Mueller at the plate.
And a lot of times a catcher in this situation will let you have the steal rather than take the chance of throwing the ball over the head of the shortstop or the second baseman, whoever's covering.
1-1. Runners on the corners, two outs and a pitch. And that one is nubbed foul, and it will drift and take one bounce and hop off the netting near that Trappers dugout on the first base side.
Also, our Trappers hitters taking some pitches. They're taking their time, being patient at the plate a little more than we saw yesterday.
Maddox Mueller is kind of one of those guys who's had the strikeout bug against the Saberdogs. He's gone down on strikes 3 times in this series, and he's gone down on strikes 20 times against the Saberdogs this season. Here we go, the 1-2, and a snap throw to first, not in time. Just checking on Colby Rich.
Maybe they have the same idea. Maybe they think Jamie's going to pull that, Coach Habaker.
I would probably pull it. I don't know. It depends. If I was a manager, I don't know what I would do. The 1-2 pitch, that one has popped up
coming
straight back
to us
and
again.
Drift out onto the street behind us. So the count remains 1-2. You know, I like to think that I would know what I would do and I'd be a good manager, but the one time I was tasked with making a starting lineup back in that final game at North Iowa, I put together what I thought was the best lineup I could put together, the most quality at-bats for the Trappers, the ones with the highest average, the ones who've been playing the best, and they score 2 runs on 3 hits.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, really? This is how we're going to do this, huh? 1-2 the count, Reed Butson, we have another called time.
And Reed, again, taking his time on the mound. And the hitters will step out of the box, you know, once a pitcher takes too long, because then their mindset is changed, so they have to reset as well.
Reed Butts standing more on the right side of that rubber. Gets set in the 1-2 pitch, and it's a called strike 3. They say that fastball caught the inside part of the plate. So again, you know, maybe a bit of flashbacks to last night. And that will end the top of the second. The
it's
Trappers
good thing Maddox is wearing
corners.
That flap over the side of his mouth, because the umpire might not have heard what he was saying as he walked away.
Oh, boy. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the second inning. Nothing our score here in Game 3 of the Expedition League Championship Series on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Who's guessing, me or you?
Because I'm guessing. I got this easy.
Okay, you better.
Listen, my go-to genre is alternative music.
Okay.
So if I didn't know Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, yes. I probably would be a failure. I'd probably be a failure, at least in that department. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box, your voice of the Trappers. I have John Hunt, the Trappers GM, to my right here. Nothing, our score, bottom of the second inning. Jake Barlow will lead it off for the home team, Sabre Dogs, even though they are on the road here in Pierre. First pitch hit on the ground, up the middle, tough play, and it will leak through for a base hit.
And Caleb reached for that and then did what a pitcher's supposed to do. You got to let it go unless you know for sure it's going in the hole, which he didn't. And it did get through between the shortstop and the second baseman. So
Andrew Beavers really did not have a play to make on that one, just skipped right over the second base bag. So there is a leadoff base runner for the second time in as many innings for the Sabre Dogs. So that will bring up Seth Delgado. Delgado here in this series. Actually, it's Ben Wilms. Sorry. I was getting ahead of myself.
Okay.
I'm calling. Yeah, exactly. Ben Wilms, he's 0-for-4 in this series. They have very similar hair.
Okay.
That's what got me. They have that curly hair that leaks out of the bottom of that helmet. That one misses high for ball one.
Exactly. And by the way, in the seventh inning stretch, it's always nice when the kids come down and help out. But sometimes I put the mic up to their mouth and they don't say anything.
Yes.
You know, and I love it when the kids sing. So
pick over to first.
It is great.
Time.
It is great, but you have to keep it moving. You can't wait because the umpires will then get on me without taking more than 90 seconds.
So do you have any, I guess, sort of explanation as to why we had that switch with umpires?
Not that I can say
okay.
On the air.
Okay, gotcha.
Without,
yep.
You know, saying yep, something
sure.
Negative about
for
one
sure.
Person or the other person.
1-0 pitch, hit on the ground, up the middle. Will there be a play?
There's
C. Graves flips it to second for
nice.
One. A spinning throw to first, and it is in time. Cue the Sports Center top 10 music.
Hit
Heather,
it. Heather,
hit
it.
Hit it. We've got the buttons ready. Needing it there. Trevor C. Graves with that flip and the spinning
the
throw from Andrew
spin.
Beavers.
I know. He's
and
looking like John Morant.
Throw to first.
He's spinning
like
John
it.
Morant going to the rack.
Oh, yes. So two away here in the bottom of the second after the nifty play from Seagraves to Beavers to Yenish. And so now we'll bring up Seth Delgado. So, you know, I was just getting ahead of myself. I was
yes.
saying it's Seth Delgado now, but I just knew that was going to happen. We'll just say that
That's
was what
it was.
First pitch misses low below the zone, so the count 1-0.
And the fans here all year, too. I know that this will be my last opportunity for the season, potentially, unless we're playing tomorrow. The fans have been pretty amazing this year.
1-0 pitch, fouled straight back, the count 1-1.
Coming out in record numbers for this team, only year one, the first year of the team, have the numbers been at about the area where we've had numbers this year in Hyde Stadium. So to the fans, if you weren't able to make it out tonight, my hat's off to you as well for making this a successful season for your Pierre Trapper.
And if you didn't come out tonight, I mean, I can't say that I necessarily blame you. 106, you know, it feels like you're sitting in a hairdryer. So, I mean, I get it.
It is.
1-1 pitch goes to that slider, and it stays high. So
even when the wind is blowing, somebody described it as you're standing in a blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough. And I know there were a lot of events going on around the region, weddings and rodeos and fairs. So those of you who came out tonight, still a good crowd.
Yes, very much so. 2-1 pitch. Now it's hit on the ground to short. Beavers fields it backhanded, collects, gathers, and throws the first in time to retire the side. So after the leadoff base hit, a couple of nice plays from the Trappers middle infield to set the Sabre Dogs down in the bottom of the second. Will you be back up here for the top of the third? Because Heather says she has a song for you on the name of that, too.
Top of the third. Yes, I can do the top of the third.
Sounds great. We'll take a quick break. Tied up at zero, still going to the third inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
the corner station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the corner station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Bama Lamb. Oh, Black Betty.
Hey.
Bama Lamb. She had a child and the dang thing went wild. Ram Jam is also the name of the band.
Thank you for
so there you go. One hit, one
that one. That's my, that was my one phone a friend.
Okay.
Heather set me up there and I did get the second one wrong, though. The second one, so I'm not undefeated tonight.
Okay, I didn't. I wasn't here, so I don't know what you were.
I don't even remember
going
what
for.
I don't even remember what the song was either. Top of the third inning, Game 3, Expedition League Championship Series. The Trappers need to win it here to stay alive. Nothing. Our score. Reed Butts on the mound for the SaberDogs.
And again, early in the game, Trappers battling. No quick, 10 runs in the first or anything like that, like you've seen from the SaberDogs earlier in the year. I mean, these guys, I've said it in all three visits up here with you, that they are a strong team. I mean, they're not 31-1 for nothing.
Yeah.
They worked hard. They have a lot of older, stronger, bigger, faster players. And the Trappers, they're younger, and they're going to improve, and if we can pull some of these guys back in the future.
The main thing about postseason baseball, come early, you throw everything else to the wayside, nothing else matters, and you're kind of seeing that here in this series. Trevor Seagraves will lead off this top of the third inning for the Trappers. In this series, he is 0-for-4, has a walk and a strikeout.
I mean, Trevor's
number 9 spot.
That means he's due.
He sure is. This season, batting about 232.
Mm-hmm.
It's set, and the first pitch of the inning swung on and fouled straight back, so the count 0-1.
And again, the crowd that came out tonight on this hot of a day, I think we could see 400 tonight, or at least 400 purchased tickets. Whether people choose to come out because of the heat, that's up to them.
The 0-1 pitch goes off speed, and that's rocketed up the middle, and there you go. Trevor Seagraves was due, and he poked that one through the middle of the infield for a leadoff base hit.
You're welcome.
Guess you can take credit for that one.
Yeah, right.
Trevor
did the work.
For Trevor's family, which I had the pleasure of meeting when they were here visiting Trevor a couple weeks ago, and they are fantastic people. I appreciate them. So if they're watching, there you go. Trevor leading off this top of the third with a base hit. We're back to the top of the order for Preston Lau. 0-for-1 in this game. He has a leadoff base runner. Trevor Seagraves with 6 stolen bases on the season. He is trying to get to 10. He'll have some work to do, though, if he wants to do that. First pitch squares to bunt, but pulls back. Fear ball 1.
Again, runner on with nobody out. An opportunity to manufacture a run, which this team does very well.
It's been tough sledding this series in that department. We'll see if they can make it happen here in this one. That one runs in, nearly hits them again. A similar pitch to what Preston Lau saw in his first at-bat, dusted him off, and so the count 2-0.
His jersey's a little loose. I didn't know if maybe it got a piece of the jersey, but not quite.
Just untuck it a little bit more.
Yes.
See if you can get the laces to graze it.
I mean, he made the attempt to get out of the way of the ball, which is always a good thing.
The 2-0 pitch hit on the ground,
that is
through the left side for a base hit. So back-to-back singles. The Trappers may be in business here in the top of the third. Trevor Seagraves and then Preston Lau. That'll bring up Tyler Trappegan with 2 runners aboard.
Now, you talk about a guy who's due. Trapp has had his opportunities in each of the first 2 games to do damage. And now he's got two on and nobody out. The other times he's come up to the plate with runners on and two outs. So now he's got a lot of opportunities. He can bunt. He get a sack fly. Oh, good. Knock a base hit. That'd be the way to go.
And Trap Hagen in this series, he's had runners on base several times.
And a huge space on the left field line. The left fielder is playing way off the line. Opportunity to go down the third base line for Trap Hagen.
We'll see if he can take it to opposite field. First pitch, swung on and driven into center field, and that gets down for a base hit. Seagraves rounding third. The strong throw home on a bounce, and the tag is applied, and it is in time.
Awful
so Seagraves
play.
Cut down at the plate. A strong throw from Eddie Martinez in center field. So there is now one away here in the top of the third. The Trappers were trying to score that first run of the game, but was cut down attempting to.
I would love to see the instant replay on that. That was awfully close. He dove around the tag and brushed his hand across the base and was called out. But it was a tremendous throw from center field. There's no question that throw from center was right on the money. Maybe one of the best throws we've seen from center all year long.
Brings up Cy Props. He has runners on the corners with one away. Still a chance to do damage here in the top of the third. First pitch swung through that for strike one. Props went down on strikes in his first at-bat.
And last night, first at-bat for the Trappers, he had an RBI.
Yes,
so he did some damage to help the Trappers coming on board from the Northern Iowa Region Roosters team.
Yes. Reed Butts. A one pitch, and that one is chopped on the ground to third. It's a fair ball, and it skips off the glove, and one run will score for sure. And Trap Hagen will advance to third, and the throw there is not in time. So it skips off the glove of Wilms at third base.
So the former
and the Trappers
Rooster
take the lead early, 1-0.
The former Rooster helps us out again in his second game. Two times up. First time, he goes ahead and knocks in a run. We'll take that.
And the misplay also allowed for Trap Hagen to go from first to third. So still, you know, you have a runner just 90 feet away from scoring. Runners on the corners, one away.
And the first lead of the series for your Pier Trappers.
Just their second lead of the season against the SaberDogs. Colton Yanish went down on strikes in his first at-bat. First pitch, swung on and sliced foul out of play, so the count 0-1.
And he sees that huge gap in left field because he was trying to go Oppo Taco for the base hit.
I would assume that we'll see just a heavy dose of fastball from Reed Butts in this at-bat. That's what he went with in the first at-bat to Yanish and had him swinging through all three of them. Needs to adjust. The 0-1 pitch goes with the fastball, but it runs low below the zone, so the count 1-1. Tyler Trap Hagen on third. Cy Props, the new Trapper, over there on first after driving in the first run of the game. It was Preston Lau that scored that one. Goes with a slider this time and runs it across the body and into the zone. So count 1-2 now.
Four hits for the Trappers here through the top of the third or into the top of the third.
All four of them have been here in this half inning. Lefty-lefty matchup. Yanish needs to just battle and put something in play. The 1-2 swung through for strike three. Props takes second base unopposed, but Yanish goes down on strikes for the second time in as many at-bats, and now that brings up Andrew Beavers with runners on second and third, looking to add on to this early lead from the Trappers.
And opportunities like this we've talked about all year long, but certainly all series long. Two outs, two runners in scoring position. This is the time the Trappers want to stay in this series. These are the kind of opportunities you have to take advantage of.
So two runners in scoring position. First pitch to Beavers. Misses high for ball one. Garrett Arnold is on deck. Beavers reached on an error in his first at-bat of this game. The 1-0 pitch. That one dusts away, and that might be another run.
Home.
Skips away from Madrigal, and that will allow a run to score.
Trap Hagen
got away from Delgado. So Delgado, the catcher, let that one skip away from him. And Tyler Trap Hagen, no hesitation, taking home there.
And I'm looking up on the board. I guess that was that considered a pass ball or a wild pitch?
That's probably a wild pitch.
Okay.
That would be what I would say, is that one misses. So the count now 3-0. So 2-0 the score, two outs, top of the third. The Trappers an early lead in this one, and the pitch, there's a called strike. Beavers taking that one all the way.
And I haven't gotten the timing of Butts, because he's one minute he's going slow, the next minute he's going quick to the plate.
Quickly this time, it's poked on the ground to short. Crouch fields, throws to first, and it is in time to retire the side, but not before the Trappers put up two runs in the top of the third inning, and they have a 2-0 lead. Caleb Hay has got some insurance runs, got a lead to work with as he comes back to the mound for the bottom of the third inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Got some neon trees leading us in to this bottom of the third inning. The Trappers have a 2-0 lead after scoring two runs on four hits in the top of the third inning. Ryan Breeden here. We have John Hunt subbing out, and it is now Eric Lindberg, who his face is banished from the dugout for this game after being ejected after the conclusion of last night's 6-3 contest. Eric, welcome, and I'm glad that you are up here despite the ejection.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here and happy to see that we're winning right now. Hopefully you force a game four and get back out there with the guys.
Maybe you being up here in the press box watching it from up here was the good luck charm the team needed. You know, it had to switch something up.
Yeah, no, that was the whole plan. We just wanted to switch things up, and so far it's working.
Eddie Martinez will lead off the bottom of the third. The Saber Dogs, again, are the home team here in this game. Caleb Hay, first pitch of the inning, swung through and fouled straight back, so the count 0-1. I bet you're kind of happy to be up here, too, because of how hot it is down there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's nice to be in the AC, but definitely wish I was down there right now with the guys.
Yeah. Caleb Hay from the windup here. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Fastball looks like it's in there, but it does not get the call. So the count 1-1. I found it very interesting as well. You know, I talked about this when it was just me up here, when it was John up here. We had that quick switching of umpires before the game. So our home plate umpire tonight is the same one from last night. That one is rocketed into left center field, and that one might get down. Trap Hagen will not get there. One hops off the wall. Strong throw into second, but it is not in time. That is a leadoff double for Mr. Martinez. So Eddie Martinez on second. That one was crushed off the bat.
He's a very fast player, that guy for the Saber Dogs.
He's got the long strides and got quite a bit of exit velocity as well. That one, Tyler Traphagen, he had a lot of speed in center field, but he did not really stand a chance to get there. So now that brings up Alex Crouch. He is 0-3 in this series. All three of those plate appearances were in game one. Runner on second, nobody out. Bottom of the third. And the pitch goes slider, and it misses high. So, Eric, what are your plans once this season is over with here?
As of right now, there is a couple teams I am talking to that go finish out the season. just need to get some things behind the scenes approved, and then hopefully I can play some ball for the remainder of the summer.
1-0 pitch. There's a called strike. Goes with a fastball at the knees.
And
1-1.
If that doesn't work out, I'll probably be staying with my host family in Pierre, since they have welcomed me to stay the rest of the summer and kind of just maybe interact with some of the locals.
For sure.
Get some extra reps in, see if I can help coach some of the younger teams.
1-1 pitch, and that one's chopped on the ground to third. Kobe Rich, Rangers in. It skips off the glove, and I think that everyone will be safe everywhere. Indeed, they will be. Kobe Rich's first game back in the field in about a week and a half has that one. Just kind of nubbed in no man's land, has to sprint over and just takes a bad bounce and hits off the thumb of the glove. And so Martinez advances to third. Crouch safe at first on that error. And so now back to the top of the order for Luis Paleo. Tying run is on first for the Saberdogs. Caleb Hay in a bit of a jam here. We'll see if he can get out of it.
He will be able to.
Let's manifest it. First pitch, Paleo takes it up and outside for ball one. In the first game, this man at the plate right here was pretty much the main reason they won that one. Two home runs, three RBI, three runs scored. And that's 6-2 victory over the Trappers. The 1-0 pitch, that's a called strike, a fastball in there. You think we'll see any more ejections tonight? If you had to guess, if it was over under 0.5 ejections. Are you taking the over or are you taking the under?
For us, I think
just in general, the entire just in the game.
We might see one or two.
Okay. 1-1 pitch. That one leaks outside. 2-1 the count. Hunter Delanoy is on deck. Unless something crazy happens, he will pretty much for sure get an at bat here in this inning. Unless we see a triple play, which that'd be pretty cool.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
2-1 pitch. That one misses outside for ball three. It looked like that backdoor slider. They say that did not leak in there enough, so the count 3-1. Ball four here would mean bases loaded, nobody out. For Luis Paleo from Aruba, goes to school in Oklahoma. 3-1 pitch, and there's a called strike. You saw Paleo getting ready to flip the bat over to the dugout and take his base, but not this time.
No.
So 3-2 the count. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. Trappers 2, Saberdogs 0. We have a called time from the field umpire as Trevor Seagraves, I think, has some dirt in his eye. Yeah. The sunglasses don't do you any good up on your hat, Trev. You're getting dust in the eye. Go ahead and put those babies on. Trev looks like he's good to go now. Cleared the debris from his eyes. We have a full count pitch. And the payoff, and it misses outside ball four. So bases are now loaded. Nobody out. The Saberdogs looking to quickly respond after the Trappers took the lead in the top half of the inning. You know, Eric, I want to run something that I heard by you as well here, I guess, on the air. I was talking to some of the guys before the game about what their plans are after this season is over here. And some of them said, you know, we want to go try and play in the Independent League, but we're not allowed to. Have you heard something similar to that?
I've heard different things. I've heard we can. I've heard we can't. But I guess we'll see what happens.
I guess we'll have to see. I was just curious what you knew about that. Hunter Delanoy, bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch misses below the zone for ball one.
It will be interesting to see. I hope we can, because we all just want to play games. And
reps is what matters.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where or who we're playing for. We just want to get in the game that we love playing.
1-0, and there's a fastball in there for a called strike. The count 1-1.
What are your plans?
You know, I'm probably I'm going to stay here in Pierre for about a week or a week and a half after the season is over. Probably go to the Badlands, go see Mount Rushmore. Some things that I've wanted to do since I've been here but haven't had the time to. The 1-1 pitch goes backdoor slider, does not get the spot. 2-1. So I'll probably hang out here for about a week or a week and a half, and then I'll head back home, spend some time with my family for probably, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, and then I'll head back to Stillwater, Oklahoma for my final semester of college.
Congrats.
2-1 pitch, runs in there for strike two. That fastball in the outer part of the plate. So the count 2-2. This will be a big strikeout for Caleb Hay. Should he be able to record it? Does not have a strikeout here so far in two innings pitched. Ben Neubert is on deck. The 2-2 pitch. That one is just chopped up over the net, out of play. So the count 2-2.
Do our listeners know about the fun day at the ballpark on Monday?
I don't think they do. You know, you can go ahead and spill the beans right now. Go for it.
I don't know too much, actually, but I know on Monday, when the series is all over, we're going to have a
pitch.
Little...
That's chopped just foul, so Illinois staying alive here in this at-bat.
A little kind of like fun game of softball or slow pitch at the field where we can interact with fans, host families, and kind of just relax with after a long season and just have some fun with everyone in town.
It'll be a great time. I'll get to actually participate in the game. I'm excited about that. We might even turn the live stream cameras on and just let them run.
Oh, that would be fun for the...
2-2 pitch. Now it misses outside for ball three. So in danger. In danger of losing them here. Nowhere to put Delanois. That would mean a bases-loaded walk, and it would be the first run of the game for the Saberdogs. Kaleo on first. Crouch on second, Martinez on third, and the pitch fouled straight back. So we'll do the full count once again. It's a big pitch here early on in this game. Caleb Hay, the Trapper's ace, in a situation after a leadoff double, followed by an error and a walk. Caleb Hay. From the windup, the payoff pitch. Now when it's hit on the ground up the middle, Beavers fields it. Steps on the bag at second for one and fires across the diamond for two. So a run does score for the Saberdogs, but a big 6-3 double play for Andrew Beavers. The second one he has been a part of here in three innings of play. So the Saberdogs are on the board. You know, it could have been a whole lot worse, and I guess it still could be. The inning is not over yet, but a great start to getting out of the jam for Caleb Hay. So 2-1, our score now. Trapper's leading it. Ben Neubert up there with a runner on third. First pitch, now it is fouled straight back. Will it bounce off the roof? No, it will not. It will just drift out onto the street. Eric, what has been your, I guess, your favorite thing about this summer so far since being here? Safe for radio.
I love interacting with the kids before and after the games. It's,
yeah. A one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
It brings me back to when I was their age, and just a lot of fun. It makes their day. It makes their night when they can come on the field, play catch with you, run the bases, and I just love seeing how happy they get.
The 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to short. Beavers again on the move. And again, they're in the middle of the infield. Makes a strong throw, and Yanish uses his entire 6'5 frame to stretch out and make the play for out number three. So the Saberdogs had bases loaded, nobody out, and they scored just one run after a double play and then a ground out to short. We'll take a quick break and come back for the top of the fourth inning. 2-1. Trappers lead it here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
fourth inning. The Trappers lead it 2-1 here. It will be Garrett Arnold leading things off. A fantastic inning there from Caleb Hay, pitching out of a jam. It was bases loaded, nobody out, was able to get a double play ball there to Andrew Beavers. And then Beavers finished off that inning himself as well. And for Miss Lisa Gibson, Andrew Beavers' Nana, who is always in my chat, always watching. Yep, Andrew is hot tonight out there in the field. He has made some fantastic plays. Reed Butts back out for the top of the fourth.
That was a big inning for us. Coach Jamie told us we need to eliminate that one big inning that we've had, that we've gave them the first two games, and I think that was huge for us right
there. First pitch, and that one misses. Oh, I got a text from my producer, Heather, asking if I knew what the song was. I wasn't even paying attention. Heather, I'm terrible. I wasn't even paying attention to the song, so I guess that'll just go down as a wash for our Guess That Tune. That one runs in near the top of the cleat, so the count 2-0. You notice a change in cleats from Garrett? I suggested that to them.
Yeah.
Like, probably, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, kind of near the beginning of the season, they both have those New Balance Big League Chew collab cleats, the 2-0 pitch, and that one is rocketed into left center field. Martinez on the move and jumps to make the catch for out number one. And so Garrett has the purple Big League Chew New Balance, and Hunter Brown has the neon green Big League Chew New Balance. And I told them, you guys are the same shoe size, so you need to swap and have one person wear one person wear the other.
Yeah.
And they did it finally.
You see a lot of basketball players doing that.
Exactly right. So after the flyout from Garrett Arnold, one away here, top of the fourth, brings up Colby Rich. Batted in that last inning. There's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Colby walked in his first at-bat. Did not come around to score, however. Comes up empty on that swing and a miss, so quickly down in the count, 0-2. Colby Rich, batting 233 coming into this game. Has 6 hit by pitch, which is the most on the Trappers team this season. The 0-2 pitch, that one nearly got him on the shins, so the count 1-2.
He's facing some school teammates, is he not?
Colby?
Yeah. I think
he might be. I know Will is. I know Will out of the Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. He's facing Luis Paleo and Brett Laura. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Ran the fastball by him. So 2 away here in the top of the fourth after the flyout and the strikeout. Now, that brings up Maddox Mueller. Oh, yes, I need to address my comment in the YouTube chat from Jeff Butts saying, go Pokes. Yep, agreed. Go Pokes. I'm doing the symbol right now, but you can't see it because the camera's pointed at the field. Getting a glare from Ty Barrett, who's up here on deck to join the broadcast. He goes to Arkansas. So I already know what he's going to say when he comes up here and puts the headset on. It's no surprise. First pitch, Maddox Mueller hit on the ground to third, and it's foul. So the count, 0-1. Maddox Mueller here in this one, 0-1 with a strikeout. As I mentioned before, the Sabre Dogs have kind of been Maddox's weakness this season. The 0-1 pitch takes the changeup in the dirt. So the count, 1-1. On the season, Maddox Mueller has 20 strikeouts against the Sabre Dogs. 1-1. There's a called strike 2. So 2 away, top of the fourth. The Trappers, the home team, so they are up at the plate right now. They lead it 2-1. Reed Butts, the starter for the Sabre Dogs. About to throw pitch number 65. Giving up 4 hits, all of them back in that top of the third. We had a called time from Maddox Mueller, and he was just talking with the home plate umpire before stepping back into the box, still holding up that hand, saying, all right, don't quick pitch me, don't quick pitch me, let me get set. Now Butts working from the windup from that left side, and the pitch. That one is ripped to the left field line, that will get down for a base hit. Maddox Mueller, the 5th hit of the night for the Trappers here. And that is his first hit of this series.
That was a really nice
hit. Second hit, so he is now 2 for 8. So with two away now, a runner aboard. It brings up Trevor Seagraves. Seagraves kind of started things in that top of the third inning, had a base hit. He was one of four consecutive base hits for the Trappers, and he was actually gunned down at home for the first out there in the top of the third. I did have a YouTube comment, though, that I was reading back that said they went back and looked at the replay, and they thought he was safe.
It was a close play. I think you had to send him there early in the game.
I agree. I don't disagree with the call. You know, you got to be aggressive. You think Maddox will try and steal a bag here? Try and get in a scoring position?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see him do it. But I guess we'll have to see. But we've also had a couple two-out rallies throughout the season, and we've seemed to do good with two-out rallies. So
100%. First pitch to Seagraves. Fouls it straight back. Yeah, in those first two games, you know, you guys scored 5 runs. All 5 of them were 2 outs.
Yep. And with the Pilots.
And within that, the Roosters series.
Yes.
In the Roosters series, in one of the games, in that 14-4 victory,
yeah,
you guys scored 10 of your 14 runs with 2 outs. So definitely I would agree with that whole 2-out rally. So, and won the count. 2 outs. Top of the fourth, Maddox Mueller is on first after a base hit. And the pitch now, and it's hit on the ground slowly to third, Wilms Fields, and throws in time. That one is a clean play from third down to first. And that will end the inning here. So the Trappers, after the 2-out base hit, unable to add on any insurance runs, so they will take a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the fourth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Here we go. See, now I'm paying attention to our Name That Tune. I obviously know that's Entertainment by Metallica. Brian Breeden here. We've got Eric Lindberg to my right. You know, Enter Sandman, it's just one of those songs that I feel like no matter when you listen to it, it will always get you hyped up.
Oh, yeah. I agree. It's a very good song. Very good baseball song.
It's a good song for any sport. I love one of my favorite traditions in all of college football is Virginia Tech. When they come out to Enter Sandman, and it's their night game, they've got a big ranked opponent, they've got everyone there, it's a sold-out crowd, and it's just electric. It's an atmosphere that I want to experience at least one time.
I haven't been to a college football game yet.
Really?
In the States, so I really want to.
Caleb Hay back out there for the bottom of the fourth. Chris Monroe will lead things off 0-for-1 here tonight. First pitch of the inning. Fastball that's nubbed on the ground to third. Kobe Rich will have to make a quick throw to first. Bounces, and Colton Yanish able to scoop it, and it is called for out number one. Coach Kieran over there in the third base coaching box is throwing up his hands right and left, saying, I feel like it was bobbled by Yanish. I don't know if that was a clean catch. But again, you know, we have no replay here, so you have no way of reviewing it. That just goes down as a great play at third, and so Hunter Brown is in the field instead of Colby Rich. I just noticed that just now. Hunter is a defensive menace, and he made a fantastic play there, and an even better play from Yanish.
Yep.
So one away, bottom of the fourth. That brings up Jake Barlow. First pitch goes that slider, and it misses. Have you talked to Jake Barlow?
He's one of the players I haven't been able to talk to, but
I feel like you'd be fascinated by his thick Southern accent.
Okay.
That one's hit on the ground at third again, Hunter Brown, and that one gets through the legs and just slowly rolls down there near the edge of the grass. So that is an error on Hunter Brown. Welcome to the game. Back-to-back baseballs hit right at you. Made the first play, could not make that one. So that will go down as an E5. The second error on the Trappers here in this game. So now a runner on first.
I have been able to talk to Chris Monroe, and he's a great guy to talk to.
He will say he's kind of like the gentle giant.
Yes, very much.
He is very good at the game of baseball as well. So one out, bottom of the fourth, runner on first after the error. Brings up Wilms, who fouls that one straight back. This is the count, 0-1. Again, Ben Wilms joined the team on June 28th, and in his first game was 2-for-4 with a base hit, a double, and an RBI. But he is 0-for-5 here in this series. Caleb Hay from the stretch and the pitch, a fastball right down there, and the snap throw to first, and the tag not in time. Good idea there from Cy Probst. Saw that Jake Barlow was kind of leaking a little bit there with his secondary, closer and closer to that second base bag, and so I wanted to just check him back at first. So 0-2 the count. Eric, what do you think of these the uniform combination from the Saberdogs?
I was just about to say this. I love their jerseys.
One or the other. The 0-2 slider, and it does not get the call. So the count 1-2.
I think something about the baby blue just I love so much. I've been saying that ever since I came to the Trappers, that I think the Saberdogs have the nicest uniforms.
I've kind of been conducting a bit of a survey here since even game one, because this is the exact combination the Saberdogs wore in that first game. As the pitch, and that's hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown again on the move, and again on the move to first, and it is in time for out number two. So Hunter Brown with some redemption there after having an error in the last at-bat, able to collect himself and with his momentum carrying him to first, make a strong throw. So two away, runner on second, Trappers 2, Saberdogs 1. It will be Seth Delgado. Delgado 0-for-1 in this game. He is 2-for-9 in the series. But back to my comment on the uniforms, as the first pitch is in there for a called strike with the slider. I love the colors, okay? The red jersey, fantastic. The powder blue for a color, also fantastic. I'm not quite sold on them being paired together in that way. I don't know. They're powder blue. The entirety of the powder blue, when they wear powder blue tops and powder blue bottoms, those are amazing.
I do agree with that.
When they wear the red jersey and the white pants, those are also great. That one is corkscrewed down the first baseline, and it will drift foul. So the count 0-2.
I think the color combination that they have on for today's game, it's kind of fun. It makes the pants pop. It makes the jersey top kind of pop. And
all right.
I don't know. Something about that I really do enjoy.
So what's your favorite Trapper jersey?
I like the gold hat, gold jersey that we wear. We just have kind of basic jerseys, if I'm going to be completely honest.
My favorite's probably the one we're wearing right now.
It is. That is a nice one, too.
Or maybe the one that I'm wearing right now, the throwback.
That is a nice one.
Picked up. The throwback that they wore a few years ago. 0-2 pitch, and that's rocketed through the right side for a base hit. They will send Barlow around third to try and tie the game. The throw from Preston Lau is cut off, and we are tied at two. So a two-out RBI base hit through the right side of the infield for Seth Delgado. We've got a brand-new ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Here we go, Eric. We've got a tie game. The guys have got to buckle up. These have been a handful of fantastic games here in this championship series.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's been very fun baseball to watch and be a part of, and excited to see how the rest of the series plays out.
Eddie Martinez, he doubled in his last at-bat, came around to score that first run for the Sabre Dogs. First pitch takes a slider that misses low and away, so the count 1-0. For the Sabre Dogs, 2 runs on 3 hits. The Trappers have 2 runs on 5 hits. 1-0 pitch, misses low for ball two. Neither of the runs that have scored here for the Sabre Dogs are earned runs against Caleb Hay. Jake Barlow reached on that error from Hunter Brown and came around to score. Delgado on first after tying this game up. And the pitch. This is inside, ball three. Caleb Hay just threw his 60th pitch of the outing. And I would have to think that if he continues to pitch as well as he has been, that he'll probably go maybe into Lewis Manning territory in game one when Lewis threw 151 pitches.
That was crazy, but an amazing pitching performance by Lewis.
3-0, swing and a miss. Has the green light, 3-0. Like to see the aggressiveness, I suppose. So the count 3-1. 2 outs bottom of the fourth. What's been your favorite post-game meal that we have had this season, Eric?
We had tacos one night here, and that was very good. I do like my tacos.
That misses high for ball four.
But there's a pregame meal that we had in Iowa. It was the cracked chicken sandwiches. And
oh, yeah.
And I loved that. I don't know. I know not a lot of the guys were a fan of it, but like, I thought they were amazing.
All right. I saw you went back for seconds, right?
I did. I usually do.
Hey, you're a food connoisseur.
Do love my food.
I want to just travel and go try all the local foods of the world. I feel like it'd be really fun to do. Runners on first and second, 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth, Alex Crouch takes a first pitch strike on the outside part of the plate. At least I think it's the outside part. It might be a baseball or two off, but you know what? Who's keeping track? Not me. Definitely not me. Crouch 0 for 1 in this game. 0 for 4 in this series. 0-1 pitch. Tries to go backdoor. Does not get the spot. So the count 1-1. So 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth. The Sabre Dogs have scored a run in the third and the fourth inning to tie this game. And the pitch, hit on the ground to second. Seagraves is there, and the throw to first is also there. So that will retire the side, but not before the Sabre Dogs get some clutch two-out hitting from Seth Delgado to tie us up at two. Eric, thank you for joining me. I appreciate that. Go wherever you need to go to not be seen by the umpires and enjoy the rest of this game.
Thank you, and I'll work my way back up here towards the end of the game.
Maybe you could put on like a fake mustache and like the glasses and go like sit like front row. Maybe you won't notice.
I might have to do that.
Sounds good, Eric. Have fun, and we'll take a quick break and come back for the fifth inning here. 2-2 our score on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at denverairconnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages and a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Got some All-American rejects. Dirty Little Secret leading us back into the top of the fifth inning.
I didn't realize we were on air whenever I said that. My bad.
Oh, no, your mic was muted.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
See,
I forgot that you're like...
I'm in control.
Exactly.
I'm in control. At any point, at the push of a button, you're gone. Drew is on thin ice. I think Drew is going to come up for the top of the sixth while the Trappers are batting. Last time that he was up there was when the Sabre Dogs scored that five-run top of the fifth inning yesterday.
If I need to, I'll just hand it over to him.
I don't think that's all right. Preston Lau in there to lead off the fifth, takes the first pitch, runs inside for ball one. Ty, we went to Branding Iron today,
yes.
Me, you, and Drew, and that one misses low.
I think that might have been one of the best bagels of my entire life, honestly, with the cheddar in it, into like the actual bagel. It is so good. Pepper jack cheese, too. Can't go wrong.
I had the French toast and bacon, and it was very solid as well. Drew, I'm trying to remember. Drew had the biscuits and gravy. That's right.
And biscuits
that one has popped up to the right side. Monroe in pursuit, running out of room, cannot get there. Maybe if he had a...
See Barlow jump up on there.
Maybe he had a little bit longer of arms, then he might have been able to get there. Yeah, of course, Jake Barlow jumps straight up on there and just grabs it. I feel like Jake Barlow is just kind of one of those guys who has a great personality.
Oh, it's really fun to be around. It never stops. Like, literally, you could just sit down and listen to him talk, and you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh so hard. He's been a pleasure to cover this summer. Because coming into the summer, I didn't know how easy it would be to work with the players and all that kind of stuff, but... He was one of the first ones.
2-1 pitch, check swing, and they call it strike two anyway.
He was one of the first ones to really like be outgoing and like kind of talk to us interns, like really make us feel like we're part of the team.
Well, you are. I mean, so you run the social media. You're in control.
That's true.
The 2-2 pitch, that one is hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Preston Lau, 1-for-2, has that base hit. One of the four hits back in that two-run top of the third, came around to score that first run of the game as well.
That inning was so frustrating to watch as a Saberdog fan, just because, I mean, it was just perfect timing hits. It was just literally in those small gaps.
2-2 pitch, bounces way in front of the plate. My goodness.
He'd be a really good cricket player.
I wanted to see some Vlad Guerrero swinging on the bounce and hit it into the gap. With the count full, 3-2. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Tied up at 2. Reed Butts, the pitch, and that's a called strike 3. Little to say there from Preston Lau, who just kind of takes his trot back to the dugout.
I'm just going to keep my mouth closed for that one for just this entire night so far.
So that is strikeout number 6 from Reed Butts. He's about to throw his 75th pitch. He's given up 5 hits, 2 runs, just one of them earned.
It's really nice to see him work around those 5 hits. I mean, because as a pitcher, as a former pitcher, like it's so easy to get in your own head. But as long as you keep yourself level, you can do anything as a pitcher. I mean, all you need is just that next pitch. That's all you have to think about.
Brings up Tyler Traphagen now. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch runs just upstairs, so the count 1-0. Traphagen had a base hit as well in that third inning. Came around to score the second run for the Trappers, who were up 2-0 going into the bottom of the third. Saberdogs have rallied way out in front of that off-speed pitch. Looks like Traphagen might have been sending fastball there.
This is a guy that grinds. I mean, he's been having incredible at-bats this entire series. It's been frustrating to watch again just because you want your pitcher to do well, and then you have a guy like this at the plate who's running up that pitch count.
You've got 3-for-9 in the series for Tyler Traphagen. The 1-1 pitch. It's called strike 2. A nice-looking slider there. Comes back, started near the hip, and able to pinpoint that low and outside corner. So the count 1-2.
It's very encouraging seeing the shadows come into play on the field now, because maybe our dugout will be covered soon.
Oh, I bet it's bad down there. 1-2, and that one is just nubbed off the hands. Will drift into shallow right field. And Delanoy will call it off and make the catch for out number 2.
So my parents corrected me yesterday after I was on air. I said it was only like 95 in Arkansas. Apparently it was like a heat index of like 115.
I heard it was terrible.
It's even worse.
Back in Oklahoma, I have some friends that are staying there over the summer. And they were like, oh my God, dude, I have to work at Academy today.
Oh,
and it's the middle of the day. Well, he has to go and be the one to like deliver stuff to people's cars.
Oh, no.
So like when they have the curbside stuff, and like when someone buys a trampoline or a basketball hoop, he's the one who has to haul it out there. Cy Props first pitch swing comes up empty on a change up there in the dirt, so the count 0-1.
That's
I know
terrible.
It's bad. The heat wave, for sure.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
feeling the effects of it today.
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, as a ballpark ops guy, setting up a bunch of stuff around the field, doing inflatables, not very fun.
The 0-1 pitch. One is fouled straight back, 0-2 the count now. Ty, you have you talked to me earlier today after being on the air yesterday, and you're like, I kind of got coached up on how to assist on the air, you know, when I should speak, kind of the things that I should say. And I'd say, you know, I'm seeing it now firsthand, Ty.
See,
you're improving game to game. 0-2 just chopped foul, barely staying alive.
I like to think I'm a quick learner. I mean, there's always going to be some way. You can always learn from something. So,
definitely.
I mean, no matter what, like, I'll probably text Zach Keenan again. Shout out Zach Keenan for KMOT up in Minot. He gave us some really good pointers yesterday to kind of coach us through everything.
You're doing great. We'll have to see if I give Drew Fiddler a chance after yesterday.
I think you should, personally.
I probably will. The 0-2 pitch, and that one is rocketed on the ground to third and takes a bounce over Wilms' glove and into left field for a base hit. So that is the second hit of the evening for Cy Probst.
There's the biggest difference between playing natural surfaces and playing on turf all summer.
That
you just get those weird hops.
Bounce.
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely nothing that Ben Wilms could even do about that at third.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's right there up on you. I mean, you're thinking it's right there. It hits the lip, and it jumps right up to near you in your chin.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. First pitch swinging, Colton Yanish comes up empty for strike one.
Good first pitch slider there from Reed, getting back into it.
Yanish 0-2 with two strikeouts. Coach Jamie said that he would be willing to make subs during the middle part of this game. The 0-1 pitch, that's called strike two. So I'm kind of surprised to see Yanish still out there and not have him go to either Barraza or Hoke off the bench.
It's nice. I appreciate, as a baseball fan, seeing all these new guys.
0-2 pitch, and that's a called strike three. So Yanish goes down on three pitches, goes down for the third time in the game. And so we are through 4.5 innings, still tied up at two. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're on the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
No. This is alternative.
No.
Ty, no. So I was going to ask you if you could assist me with this Name That Tune, but I don't think you'll be any help.
We'll see. Probably not.
No,
I mean, I thought it was going to be country, but...
Nope. Not the case. Heather...
Stumped us.
You got me again. I don't know. When it's a song that I haven't heard before on the air for the first time, I just don't keep it in my brain. It's in one ear and right out the other.
That one felt like a very, like, normal, like, basic intro. Like, we were saying yesterday with the rock songs. I mean, all the riffs in the very beginning sound kind of similar.
So I know this song. It's called No Rain. Like, I've heard the song, and, like, when I hear it, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know the song,
okay.
But I never knew the name.
I gotcha. Doing a lot better than I did, because I have no clue. I was in the wrong genre.
I'm kind of slumping today in that department. I think I'm, like, 5-3.
Oh, you were undefeated, like, yesterday, weren't you?
No.
Yikes.
Bottom of the fifth, tied up at two. Caleb Hay back out there. First pitch to Luis Paleo is in there for a called strike one.
Hey, Ryan, I will say something just because I'm on air. It is Paleo.
Okay.
But totally fine. You're totally
I've said
fine.
It both ways. I've said it both ways. I've heard it pronounced both
You're
ways.
Good. You're totally fine. I just remember, I think it was like Keenan. I think he was...
1-1 pitch.
He was telling us that it was that we should correct it, but it's not.
No, I agree. Like, so here's my thing, and I've said this the entire year. If there's anything that I ever mess up with either where someone goes to school, that one is slapped foul to the left side. If there's anything that I mess up, I always want to know firsthand so that way I can fix it. You know, that's kind of what you got to do.
Yeah.
For up until about probably a week ago, I pronounced it Palio.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know why I decided to change it, and that one nearly hits him.
Felt something new, something different.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, with Kasheva, I had no idea how to pronounce that. I'm so glad that you took that over for me yesterday, because I would have butchered that very badly.
I should have let you. I should have let you just belly flop when trying to pronounce that.
Ah, that spelling doesn't work for that pronunciation. That shouldn't be right.
So we have a full count here, Luis Pelayo. Yep.
There we go.
And the pitch.
Now see, we're both quick learners.
Back. Look at that.
So proud of us.
Pelayo has walked in both of his at-bats here in this game. So technically still 0 for 0. A chance to walk in all three. And he calls a quick time. So, Ty, I guess I got to get your input now. The uniform combo.
Okay.
Are you a fan or are you not a fan? Payoff pitch, that misses. That is walk number three for Luis Pelayo.
I absolutely love all of our uniforms. My favorite combo that we've done this season is we have the navy hat that we're wearing right now, and then we have a navy jersey with the powder pants. That's a very
I love that
look.
Combo, okay. Too.
So you just don't like how the red goes with the powder?
Right.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I mean, I can understand that.
Separately? Yeah.
What
separately,
if,
it's there.
Instead of having navy numbers, what if they were powder numbers? Would that fix it for you?
I'd have to see it, but maybe.
Okay.
But maybe. Even if you flipped it around.
Oh, yeah, powder on red,
I don't know.
That would be cool.
I don't want to see it.
That would not be fun to see.
I'd want to try and see it. Delanoy squares the bunt, pops it up in foul ground. Hunter Brown in pursuit cannot get there.
I will say that is the first time I've ever seen Hunter Delanoy square around a bunt.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. Delanoy 1 for 11 in this series.
He's been a great hitter all season.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe he came in, was it second place for MVP votes for the season or something like that? And he's just been struggling at the plate. I mean, he's that kind of guy where he gets one barrel on a ball and it's going to be a game changer.
He just is one of those on-base machines, base hit machines, drives it into the gaps. We have a called time. Delanoy has two home runs on the season as well.
Yeah, so he's been a very consistent line drive singles hitter, which, I mean, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. You'd love to have that kind of guy at the top of your lineup.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he just keeps things rolling.
Especially to follow up Pelayo.
Exactly.
He gets on base a lot. It's a great pairing. One, two. And the pitch. There's a called strike, a fastball in the outside corner.
Our 1-5, whenever they're on, they are scary to watch. Because, I mean, that's Pelayo, Delanoy, Newbert, Monroe, then Barlow. I mean, it just doesn't get much easier going through those guys.
Oh, and to the count, nobody out, bottom of the fifth, 2-2 our score, runner on first. And the pitch, this is in the dirt, goes with a change up there. We'll see if we get a slider now, maybe, from Caleb Hay.
It's the right idea, trying to get him chase 0-2, change up in the dirt.
Try
and get him to ground out to second.
And when he can spot that slider in a two-strike count, it is very lethal. The 1-2, and it goes fastball, and it's sliced foul out of play.
There are not much more harder pitches to hit than the back foot slider. It's really embarrassing whether you swing and then it actually hits your foot. That's not a very fun thing to deal with when you get in the dugout.
I don't know. The teammates
razzing you.
I don't know why, but when I picture that back door or that disappearing back foot slider, I always just picture it being Cody Bellinger swinging and missing.
He does that a lot.
Yeah, he does. The 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to second. Could be two. Seagraves takes the out at second, and there's no throw to first.
Probably cut down the
lead runner. So one away here, bottom of the fifth inning. Delanoy grounds into a fielder's choice. That brings up Ben Newbert. Ben Newbert rocking the man bun.
Yeah, okay, so I will say I'm a big fan of the man bun. So my brother, he actually has long hair. And I used to call him Mulan whenever he would put it up in a bun, and he didn't really appreciate it. But I like the man bun look. There's a certain type of person that has to wear it.
So to answer the quick question in my YouTube chat, championship series, yes, our season being cut short by about a month, we had two teams leave, and so we're having our best of five championship series right now. So if the Saberdogs win this game tonight, they are championship owners in the Expedition League and
back to back.
It'll be back-to-back because that one is hit off the end of the bat, a broken bat, and it falls into shallow left field anyway. Sacrificed the dovetail bat for a single, I guess he'll take that exchange any day of the week.
Absolutely, especially with how this series has gone with him. I mean, Ben got so unlucky yesterday. He absolutely barreled a ball up to right field and unfortunately got thrown out at first trying to go back with some base running miscues. But, I mean, if we keep getting him get hits like that, it's going to be fun.
And Dr. Dude as well has a great question, one that I don't really know. Who knows what that will be? I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
all right.
It's kind of up in the air.
Chris Monroe up here now. Two runners aboard. First pitch fastball misses inside, so the count 1-0.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that in Minot next year there will be a Northwoods team. So there will still be baseball in Minot, which will be great, especially for that community because, I mean, that's a community that can actually rally around baseball.
100%. 1-0 pitch. That one misses inside as well. Caleb Hay in a little bit of a jam here. One out. Runners on first and second. Bottom of the fifth inning. Tied at 2. Looking to keep this thing tied up. Chris Monroe has other ideas. 2-0 pitch. Goes fastball. Hit on the ground. Into the shift. Seagraves. Texas on the bag for 1. And the throw to cross the diamond to first is in time. So that is a 4-3 double play into the shift to end the inning. That is the third double play the Saberdogs have grounded into in 5 innings here. We'll take a quick break and come back for the top of the 6th. Still tied up at 2 here in Game 3 of our League Championship Series on the voice of the Trappers River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly!
Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium, top of the 6th inning, tied up at 2. Ty, I assume that this is a song that you knew.
No chance.
What?
No, I didn't. I mean, I heard it a little bit. I completely forgot that we were supposed to be doing that, so I was just like halfway
I'll
listening.
Get you this time. Pillow Talk by Zane.
Okay. I kind of heard a little bit more of it. I mean, it's so hard, like, actually hearing it just for the melodic stuff.
I'm usually really good about that. It's just, like, 80s and 90s rock. That is my weakness.
That's fair. I mean, if you put any rap on there, I'm sure I could probably get it, but
I'd have no chance.
No chance?
No shot. Unless it's like a super popular song.
That's understandable. So what's your favorite genre then?
Alternative.
Alternative? Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Alternative. We were listening to Weezer in the car when
yes.
we were driving around here. Hey, it ain't so.
Wait, we will get copyright strike for saying that, really?
On the
air? No. Like singing it? Okay, cool.
No.
I just want to make sure. It's YouTube. Sorry, you never know.
You'll get copyrighted.
It is YouTube.
Nah. Andrew Beavers will lead off this top of the 6th. First pitch is outside for ball 1. Okay. All right.
I guess so.
Hey, you know what? That's fine.
At least they're consistent.
The 1-0 pitch goes off speed, and there's a called strike, and I guess around the same spot that first pitch was.
Yeah, I don't know how that was any different.
We just can't question
pitch.
It. Yeah. You just can't question it.
Apparently we can't, but we'll see. It's fine. I'll just complain later when I leave the booth.
1-1 pitch, and that one is rocketed into left center field. On the move, Paleo, and he will not get there. That's extra bases for Andrew Beavers to lead off to 6th. Cruz is into second, standing up. And there is a leadoff double. The Trappers may be in business here. I am really surprised that Luis Pelayo could not get there.
Yeah, he's really good at ranging, and that's just that was a great hit ball right there by number 7. I believe now we have Tyler Elliott down in the pen loosening up, so hopefully we can get Reed through this inning and get Tyler out there next inning or something like that. But
we'll just have to see how this goes. Hopefully Reed can settle down. That was hit number 7 for the Trappers. They have that go-ahead run now in scoring position with nobody out. Garrett Arnold now. Arnold 0 for 2 here in this one. The corner infield spots are playing up on the grass. Middle infield playing back in their typical positions. First pitch goes with that backdoor slider that we've been talking about, and it misses.
Something I haven't seen a lot during this summer, which totally makes sense because these guys are just trying to get out here and get better. You haven't seen a lot of small ball from any teams, really, that I've seen.
1-0 pitch, and that one misses. For my YouTube comments, Jeff, I can't make any comments on that. But for Valerie, some of the players are trying to figure out where they want to go after this league concludes. You know, it's kind of a scramble.
Yeah, I believe we do have a couple of guys that will be continuing to play.
That one misses for ball 3. So 3-0 the count. Garrett Arnold, the Trapper's designated hitter.
We do have a couple of guys that will be still playing after this season or this series is over with. So it's nice that we're still going to be able to have guys getting their names out there and all that kind of stuff. Because Reed Butts, who just recently signed to University of Arts and Sciences.
Ah, the 3-0 pitch, and there's a called strike. So teammates now with Will Hoke and with Luis Pelayo.
Yeah, so I believe Luis is out of eligibility.
Is he?
I think so. I mean, that's a case for a lot of guys on our team, the majority of the guys on our team. And, I mean, you can hate Coach Kieran all you want for him recruiting those guys, but, I mean, if they're allowed to play in this league, why don't you go after them?
His game plan was very clearly to try and help get guys pro contracts. 3-1
exactly.
Pitch rocketed into right center field. Martinez on the move, in the gap, makes the catch. Beavers will tag from second. He will make it in there easily.
And that's what people don't realize is Coach Kieran did this for the players. This isn't to boost his record. I mean, he's already doing great things down at Bismarck State. He doesn't need anything else to really boost the resume. He's just trying to get these guys that he knows deserves to play a few more years.
I heard people talking about, you know, the connections that he has in the
Indy
League.
Yes.
You know, and a couple of guys have even gotten contracts from your team.
Yes, exactly.
Season,
so like Cam Willman, one of the first guys. And then we also have Jacob Wesselman, who signed to Grand City. Or Grand Junction, yeah.
Yeah,
Grand Junction. And they're doing great up there right now. I'm really happy for them. They were great to hang out with and talk to while they were here.
So Hunter Brown now up there. That go-ahead run on third base with one out. Infield playing in on the grass. First pitch, Hunter Brown takes it below the zone for ball 1. We are tied at 2 here in the top of the 6th inning. 1 away. Trappers looking to take a 3-2 lead. They'll either need a sac fly, a base hit, a ground ball through that infield playing up, 1-0 pitch misses in the dirt on a changeup, or even maybe a passed ball.
Yeah, anything, really, just anything deep in the outfield could definitely score. I mean, I know he can fly out there on third.
2-0 the count. Reed Butts standing completely in a shadow there across the diamond. 2-0 pitch, fouled straight back.
Really nice right there by Reed to get back in the count, get back in there.
Reed Butts has thrown 96 pitches here in this outing. Gone 5 1/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, one of them earned, and 7 strikeouts. 2-1, swing and a miss, strike 2. The fastball by him. So quickly now the count 2-2, and Hunter Brown needs to shorten up and just try and put something in play here. Don't want to go down on strikes in this situation.
I mean, I'd be a fan of that.
The 2-2 goes off speed and it's fouled back off the corner of the cage, and that one will drift for some kids down there in foul ground. Up for grabs.
I do have since you've been asking me a lot of questions on air, I have one for you.
Okay.
So what's been your favorite social media post from this season?
From you guys?
Yes. Are you allowed to say?
I probably am. I just need to think about it for a second. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. So Reed Butts, it's a strikeout of Hunter Brown in his first at-bat off the bench. And now there are two away. It will be up to Maddox Mueller to try and drive in a run here with two away. It is worth noting that five of the seven runs the Trappers have scored in this championship series have come with two outs.
Yeah, so, I feel a little bit better having two outs right there, and I believe in Reed and that he can be nails. It's just with y'all's approach to two strikes, I don't know, there's something different that y'all are doing.
First pitch misses up at the letters for ball one. We'll have to see if this is Reed Butts' last inning. About to throw pitch number 100. As you mentioned, some action in the bullpen as well for the
yes.
Saberdogs.
Yes, we have Tyler Elliott down there right now. He pitched game one, struggled a little bit, but didn't do too bad. Got through the inning.
1-0 pitch, and that one is popped up into shallow center field. Martinez on the move. Barlow also there. It will ultimately be Martinez. He makes the catch a couple of feet from the infield for out number three. So for the Trappers, after getting Andrew Beavers to third with just one out, unable to cash him in, we'll take a quick break, still tied up at two, as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Quickly getting late here in this game three. Might have quite a finish coming our way. We'll
it's
come
going
back.
By quick.
It sure is. Oh, my gosh. You can't. Okay. I can't believe you just said that. We'll come back and talk about why after this quick commercial break on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
You know this
oh, definitely don't. This one. Absolutely. This is like my walk-up song when I was 10 years old. Went crazy.
Let's go.
It was awesome.
You're tied up at two here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Game three of our best of five Expedition League Championship Series. If the Trappers can win this one, they will force a game four. If the Saberdogs win it, that will be the end of the season. Jake Barlow will lead things off. And now, Ty, now that I have some time, I have to address what you said to in that last half inning.
I apologize.
That was fouled off.
I'm so sorry. I don't know the proper etiquette.
Ty delivered the famous last words, the announcer's jinx, commenting on how quickly or not quickly this game might be going by. And so I'll give you a quick story on when I first learned how bad the jinx is. That one is hit foul to the left side as well, a count 0-2. This is when I was in the press box at Obrate Stadium for Oklahoma State.
Yep.
So when I was a freshman, I'm in the press box. One of my friends also credentialed for that game.
Yeah.
We're rolling in the game, right? Like, it's the sixth inning, and it's been like an hour and 40 minutes. That one spiked in the dirt. So that is ball one. So my friend, Mr. Ben Hutchins, decides to say, this game is moving pretty quick.
Oh, no. So just basically what I said.
We basically were there for another 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
We had like seven pitching changes after that.
Oh,
we
dog. Had, I can't do that.
Yeah, no. It was. We had weather getting our way as well. It was terrible. 1-2, check swing, and he went around for strike three.
I think that was called on the pitch. It wasn't on the swing.
Either way, he went around anyway.
Yeah, he did. He did. Either on the appeal, it would have been called out. But
that is Caleb Hayes' first strikeout of the outing. So now one away here in the bottom of the sixth. I actually got a text as well from my producer, Heather Williams, in all caps. Why did he do that? I don't want to be here all night.
Heather, I am so sorry. Pressure me. I don't either. I literally, as soon as this is over with, I have to go to Sioux Falls.
First pitch fouled off by Wilms.
Because we had to check out of our hotel at 11 a.m. today.
That's fun.
Yeah, super exciting to learn that yesterday.
So but, what happens if my Trappers pull out this Game 3 victory
that
and
is,
you guys have to stay here another night? A one, check swing, doesn't matter. It's a called strike two anyway.
That's up to a higher power in the league.
Here's my thing. You know what? Maybe you guys just stay at the that motel we drove by.
No chance, dude. No chance.
Or the apartment complex that's heading down near where I live here.
Scary.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and just fouled back. The crowd starting to get into it here.
It must be the beer batter inning or whatever it is for y'all.
Ah, it is. Yeah, okay. Well, he's got confirmation that it is.
I knew there was some reason why everybody was cheering with two strikes.
Let's see if Caleb Hay can pick out his second strikeout of the inning. The 0-2. In the air on the infield, Andrew Beavers makes the catch for out number two.
No beer.
No beer.
So
oh, man.
There's a guy on our team. His name's Jorge Olega. And he lives for moments like these whenever batters have two strikes. Because if they, no matter what, if they get out or if, no, as long as they don't strike out, he'll yell, no beer. No beer. And it's the funniest thing, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Brian Watson, before you retracted the message, said you guys are doing a great job. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Neil.
I don't know if you retracted that because we all of a sudden aren't doing a great job, but I don't know. First pitch to Delgado. There's a called strike one on a fastball.
To Neil, I want to say you're welcome, and also I want to thank you for allowing us to come over to your house and along with the team and get some of that really good food. Dude, that was some of the best food I've had.
What was it?
We got some brisket. We had barbecue beans with bacon in it.
A one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
I felt like I was at home.
Get back in it. Oh, yeah. Delgado, 1-for-2 in this game, has that two-out RBI base hit that was back in the fourth inning that tied us. 0-2 the count. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Nobody on base. Caleb Hay looking for his second strikeout of the inning. And the pitch spikes it in the dirt.
Great idea right there. I'm trying to get Delgado to chase, but good eye from Seth. That's one thing. He doesn't swing at very many pitches outside of the zone. He has a very good eye at the plate.
1-2 the count. Caleb Hay from the windup and the pitch. This is high, ball two. Come on. Come on, Seth. Give the crowd what they want.
What if he strikes out, that's $2 off
yeah,
of here?
I think so.
Noted.
Good give them know. What they want.
Good to know. For anybody wondering, yes, we are 21.
Well, you
oh,
are.
You. Yeah, I forget.
The 2-2 pitch now and it's popped up into straightaway center field. Trap Hagen battling the sun. Moves over into the gap. Still on the move and makes the catch for out number three. So that will end the sixth inning. We'll have, I guess we'll allow for Drew Fiddler to have the top of the seventh, but you don't get the bottom of the seventh because you jinxed it last time. You were bad luck. You'll get this next half anyway. Come back. Ty, I appreciate it as
dude, it's
always.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, dude.
Fantastic. I saw the adjustments, you know, being a fantastic analyst.
Thank you.
Great work. We're dude. Tied up at two. Let's take a quick break and head to the seventh inning here in Game 3 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back into the ballpark here. Hyde Stadium is the name. Baseball is the game. The Expedition League Championship Series, Game 3 going on here. Tyler Elliott, the new pitcher for the Saberdogs, and this 2-2 tie in the top of the seventh inning. We had Ty Barrett sub out, and I guess we have Drew Fiddler with us here. It's just my running joke that I don't like having you on.
It is great to be back. I am excited.
Sounds great. When you were on in last game, that was when your guys put up that five spot, and ultimately that was the deciding factor in the game, was what we would later come to find out.
I was out even before the inning ended.
I know, and right after I kicked you out, they recorded that final out of the inning.
They did.
Hey, it is what it is. So after tonight's game, are you heading out as well?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm going to head back to Minot, and I'm going to be working for the Minot Mini Toros up there.
All right.
For the next week or so.
Need to get the rest of your internship hours, right?
Yes. I need about 75 more.
That's crazy. When you told me that earlier, I was like, how many hours do you need?
Yeah, 405.
Oh, my goodness. That's insane. That is unreal. Trevor Seagraves will lead off the top of the seventh inning. Again, Tyler Elliott, the new pitcher. He pitched back in game one, went one inning, walked a batter, did not give up any runs or any hits. First pitch, swing and a miss, changes up the speed on Trevor Seagraves. So the count 0-1.
I'm glad the shade is hitting Delgado now. He was getting a little warm in that catching gear.
I feel bad for all catchers at all times. And so when it's hot outside, it makes it that much worse.
Yeah.
The 0-1 pitch bounces in the dirt.
My oldest brother, Ty, shout out to Ty, he was a catcher. He played for the Regis University in Colorado.
Okay. You know, yeah. I think I felt even worse for Mr. Delgado during the Jorts game when he was catching and he had the straps rubbing up against the back of his knee. Just awful. I couldn't even – nope. He even had that knee wrapped halfway through the game. That one is rocketed into straightaway center field, but Martinez barely has to move, and the catch is made for out number one. Pretty good ride there from Trevor Seagraves, who going into that at-bat was 1-for-2, make it now 1-for-3. Solid contact. And as he walks back to the dugout, has some words for his teammate Preston Lau, the leadoff man who is back up now for the fourth time. He is 1-for-3 in this game. Seagraves, not sure what he is saying, probably giving some intel to his team about what he saw from Tyler Elliott there in that first at-bat. Dude, it always is so nerve-wracking when you've got a close game, late innings. You guys haven't seen many of those.
No, we have not.
First pitch called, a strike on a high fastball. You guys only lost one game out of, what, 32, 33 now?
32 now. Coming into this
31
game,
we were
31-1, yep.
That's crazy.
28 in a row, 29 in a row maybe?
Yeah, I think it's 28.
It's a lot of Ws.
The 0-1 pitch. Owens rocketed into right field as well. Delanoy on the move. It'll be Martinez ultimately who tracks it down and crashes into the wall in the process. Looked like it would be Delanoy's baseball. But instead, Martinez, those long legs, kind of has that Aaron Judge stature, had to track that one down deep in the gap for out number two.
One thing I will say about Eddie Martinez is he will make an easy play look flashy. He'll do it every time.
Well, he saw him make the catch, take a few steps, and take a quick jump into the wall. Just checking to make sure that those the wooden planks in the outfield are reinforced. Tyler Traphagen up there now, 1-for-3, scored a run back in the top of the third. The Trappers took an early lead in this one, 2-0 in the top of the third, but since then, the Saberdogs rallied to tie it. First pitch, that one misses outside.
Going back to the that Jorts game, I remember we told the players they could wear sliding pants and leggings and stuff, and I think two players did.
I would have for sure done that. 1-0 pitch. Misses outside, ball two.
Seth was not one of them, and he is a trooper for that.
I can't believe it. His knees had to have been in shambles after that game was over.
Definitely.
2-0 the count. Two outs, top of the seventh, tied at two. Nobody aboard after two flyouts to start the inning from Trevor Seagraves and Preston Lau. 2-0 pitch, misses high, ball three.
A lot of twos going around here.
Whole lot of twos. Cy Props is on deck. He is 2-for-3 here in this one. His first start as a Trapper after transferring over from the Raging Roosters. Wanted to be a part of this championship series. We'll see if he gets an opportunity here. The 3-0 pitch. That's going to miss low for ball four. And you see a shrug of the shoulders there from Tyler Elliott saying, where did that one miss? That was above the knees. That looked like it was right down the middle. You're killing me.
You never know with these guys.
The Trappers will take that, though. Time with Trap Hagen. Now you've got some speed on the bases. And that does give Cy Props an opportunity. Two hits in this game. Two of the seven hits for the Trappers.
How far do you think it is from home plate to the Boys and Girls Club out there?
We've actually mapped it out. It's about, what, 490, I think? 495, like to the top of the roof?
Yeah. That is a long ways.
It sure is. First pitch. That's a called strike. Catches the inside part of the plate. So Reed Butts' day done after six innings, seven hits, two runs, one of them earned, and eight strikeouts. He will have a no decision here in this one, exiting in a tie game.
Not a bad day from Reed.
No, not at all. Trap Hagen on the move now and is chopped high on the infield. This will be a tough play. Barlow fields and throws the first in time for out number three. That was a heck of a play for Jake Barlow. That ball was chopped one hop and it flew probably about 60 feet into the air. And everyone on that infield had to just wait for it to come down.
They almost collided at the ball.
It looked like it might have been headed that way. But Barlow was able to make a play and make the throw to first in time to end the top of the seventh. And I'm not taking any chances. So during the seventh inning stretch, while we are staying here to hear John Hunt do the singing, Drew, you're taking the headset off, man.
I
hope you respect my decision. Thank you for joining me. And here's John Hunt. Look for round two.
Carl and me, we got a double feature going on.
Let's do it.
I mean, I guess if the inning's still going on, as long as he's not doing it during the inning. Just...
I don't care if I ever drink that soda.
Saber
hey,
dogs.
Cut your mic, Ty. There we go. We had a double feature for our Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Seventh inning stretch. We are tied up at two. I've got Ty Barrett back again for one more half inning. So, you know,
yeah, I'm
glad
excited
to see
for
you
it.
Back.
I'm happy to be back here. I mean, yesterday was the first time I've ever been on air doing anything like this. And feel a lot better today getting all those keywords of advice from Zach Keenan.
They're paying off. Eddie Martinez will lead off the inning, the lanky center fielder for the Saber Dogs.
You're right. I'm going to post this on my Snapchat story.
And yes, Valerie, in our YouTube comment section, I'm glad that you were able to read that and understand a little bit better what we've got going on here. Caleb Hay, he has thrown 94 pitches. The 95th runs in the dirt for ball one. Martinez has a double to his credit in this game and a run scored.
Yeah, so we were actually supposed to be playing Northern Iowa for the first time this season at home today. So that's whenever.
1-0 pitch. There's a called strike.
That was
fastball runs in there.
Like I said yesterday, that was the only team we never got to see, and I was really looking forward to meeting those guys because literally everybody from every team, I mean, everybody's been so nice in this league.
The Trappers, we right now would be near the end stretch as the 1-1 pitch is rocketed into center field. That gets down for
Eddie.
A leadoff base hit. Martinez again showing that exit velo off the bat. That is his second hit of the game. He is making that cooking gesture at first. He's cooking, leading off the bottom of the seventh with a base hit.
He's had a great game so far. He's one of the guys that we've really been waiting to break out. I mean, there's no better time than game three of the Expedition League Championship Series. I mean, that he had that double earlier. He's been making every single play. From foul pole to foul pole, basically.
Alex Crouch here with runner on board, squares to bunt, but pulls it back, and it's called ball one anyway. Yeah, right now we would have, what, 6 more games after today. 6 more games in a row to end our 25 games in 25 days stretch.
That sounds rough.
Yeah, good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch squares to Bunt, gets that one down. Caleb Hay has the field near the first baseline, and he will just tag out Alex Crouch. But that does the job and advances Martinez into scoring position. So now the Saberdogs have that go-ahead run 180 feet away from scoring with one away, and now you're in a dangerous spot. If you're Caleb Hay, you've got Luis Pelayo, Hunter Delanoy, and Ben Neubert looming.
Of course, it's pretty much as soon as I say there's not a lot of small ball that's been played this summer. We get to play that right there, moving the runner over.
Pelayo, 3 walks in this game in all 3 of his plate appearances. First pitch this time, bounces in the dirt for ball 1.
I wouldn't want to pitch to Louis either, not going to lie. Being honest,
I would not.
He is
either.
A dangerous hitter.
Coming in to this game, Luis Pelayo was a trapper's killer. 525 average, 21 hits, 4 home runs, which is all 4 that he has had this season. 16 RBI, 17 runs scored.
It's not a bad stat line.
Not too shabby. 1-0 pitch. That one is hit on the ground right back to Caleb Hay as well. He'll try to take the out at third, and they will get it. Coach Kieran is upset. I think that he should be more upset about the fact that Martinez ran on that one, because probably not a baseball that you should run on there. Martinez gunned down at third, so now 2 away in the bottom of the 7th.
It's huge for the Pure Trappers getting that play right there, getting the go-ahead run out at third.
Heads up awareness from Caleb Hay, fielding that one right back to him and just taking that out at third. So 2 outs, bottom of the 7th, tied up at 2. Luis Pelayo is on first. Hunter Delanoy at the plate. He is 0-for-3 in this game.
Need him to come up big here. He's been struggling a little bit ever since this series started. But, I mean, like I was saying earlier, he's that guy that we really want to have at the plate right now. He can do some serious damage.
Caleb Hay from the stretch now. Still out there. First pitch. Runs in there for a called strike 1. If Caleb Hay can get out of this inning unscathed, we would go to the 8th inning in a tie ball game.
Hasn't happened very often with this team. But I do like our chances if it does go to a derby.
Yeah, I think a derby is probably the thing that the Trappers would want to avoid. A 1 pitch, and that one is popped up to left field. Maddox Mueller on the move. It's slicing away, and he makes the catch on the run for out number 3. So after the leadoff base hit, and Martinez was on 2nd, he's gunned down at 3rd, and then Delanoy pops up into shallow left field, and we will go to the 8th inning, tied up at 2. Ty, I think that you're probably going to go downstairs and enjoy the rest of this game from the dugout, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I'll probably see if I can get some shots, especially with a game this close. Social media is going to go crazy.
It sure is. Go have fun with that. Thank you for joining me, and let's have a fun ending here and let the better team win.
Yes, sir. Hopefully see you in a few.
Hopefully.
All right.
Sounds good. We'll take a quick break and head to the top of the 8th. 2-2 is our score here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. We have a tie ball game heading to the 8th inning. That was 1985 by Bullying for Soup on our Name That Tune segment that me and my producer Heather Williams have, our little mini game we've got between half innings. Will Hoke will stride in and take his first at-bat of the game. He is pinch hitting for Colton Yanish, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. And he is facing Tyler Elliott, who is back out there once again. He needed just 11 pitches to get out of the seventh inning. First pitch misses outside for ball one. And if you're wondering what the stakes are in this game, if the Trappers lose, their season is over. The 1-0 pitch bounces in the dirt for ball two. If the Saberdogs win here, they will claim their second Expedition League championship in a row, and they will end up sweeping the best of five against the Trappers. But if the Trappers can win it, they will extend their season and push us to a game four. 2-0 fastball pumps in there. You can hear the pop of the catcher's mitt on that one. So the count 2-1. Ryan Breeden here in the press box, back running a solo crew. We'll see if that stays that way for the rest of this one. The 2-1 pitch, fastball misses outside for ball three. Now would be a great time for a leadoff base runner if you're the Trappers. Andrew Beavers on deck. Garrett Arnold to follow. Elliott, the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and just fouled straight back, so the count now full at 3-2. This is Elliott's second appearance of this championship series. He has pitched two scoreless innings in his time on the mound here at Hyde. In the ELCS, Expedition League Championship Series. The payoff pitch, and that one is fouled back once again. Hoke initially had the night off tonight. Of course, though, you knew that that would not stand. He would get an at-bat at some point here in this one. He is too good of a hitter not to. Coach Jamie Haviger said he wanted to get the guys who hadn't seen much action the last few games, wanted to get them some championship action. 3-2 pitch, and now it's hit on the ground to short. Alex Crouch bounces off his chest, and it leaks into center field. And that is a leadoff base runner for Will Hoke. Again, seeing the nasty bounces that this infield presents. And so Will Hoke reaches safely, and now we'll have a mound visit from Coach Michael Kieran, and I think that we will have a pitching change. Looks like Tyler Elliott's night is over. He goes just a little over one inning, throws 17 pitches, and then allows Will Hoke to reach safely to lead off the top of the eighth after a misplay at shortstop on a bad bounce. And so we'll take a quick break and come back for the pitching change, and we will resume here for the top of the eighth, 2-2 our score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
This is John with ERG Media Group. Let's talk about consistent marketing. An occasional marketing strategy just won't work. Consumers don't remember ads, much less products and brands, until they have heard or seen it a minimum of 7 times. Consistency is key, and marketing with DRG Media Group keeps you in front of a large audience on air, online, and on mobile devices. Our packages include everything you need for a consistent marketing plan that keeps your business visible on multiple platforms. To find out more about our consistent marketing packages, give us a call today at 224-8686.
Welcome back after our pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. That was Toxic by Britney Spears playing in our Name That Tune. So I add another one to my correct tally. Marco Ozuna, the new pitcher for the Saberdogs, he pitched last night in the ninth inning to close out that Game 2 victory for the Saberdogs. He pitched one inning and needed just 17 pitches to do it. Struck out all three batters as well. So he comes in here after that leadoff base runner. Will Hoke reach safely on a misplay at shortstop? And so Will Hoke, who was initially supposed to be on first, is pinch run for by Jackson Mix. And Andrew Beavers is now up there. 2-2 our score, top of the eighth inning. Runner on first, nobody out. Andrew Beavers at the plate, first pitch, misses outside. So the count 1-0. Beavers 1-for-3 here in this one. Ozuna, a lot of velocity behind the fastball. The 1-0 pitch, and there it is. You see that fastball in there in the zone for a called strike one. The one thing with Ozuna, you know, he has the velo, and you would worry about the control for someone who has that velocity, but he only has 3 walks on the season. Corner infield's playing in. Ozuna taking his time, and now will deliver the 1-1, and that misses just at the knees. So the count 2-1. Approaching 9 o'clock here. 8 hits for the Trappers, 5 hits for the Saberdogs. That go-ahead run on first. The 2-1 pitch misses for ball 3. Garrett Arnold on deck. He is 0-for-3 in this one. If Beavers can reach safely here, there will be 2 runners aboard with nobody out in the top of the 8th. The 3-1. Now misses ball 4. So Ozuna comes in and walks the first batter he faces. And that will bring up Garrett Arnold with 2 runners on and nobody out here. Top of inning number 8. Brings up Garrett Arnold. As I mentioned, Arnold hitless in this one. Over the course of the season has been putting up the best quality at-bats, or one of the best quality at-bats of anybody on the team. Leads the team in contact rate. When he gets down to 2 strikes, he has seen the most pitches of any Trapper as well in 2 strike counts. First pitch here, there's a called strike 1. That fastball that has not typically been given the grace from the home plate umpire on that low part of the zone gets the grace there. So he gets ahead in the count 0-1. Jackson Mix on second, Andrew Beavers on first. Ozuna, the 0-1 pitch. It goes with an off-speed pitch, and Arnold way out in front of that one, the count 0-2. The Trappers have some action in their bullpen. We'll see if Caleb Hay is done or if he gets to go back out there for the bottom of the 8th. Arnold 0-for-7 in this series. Now would be a great time to have your first hit. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Goes with a changeup, dips it by him, and Arnold goes down swinging. So 1 out now here in the top of the 8th. That will bring up Hunter Brown. This is his 2nd at-bat of the game. After subbing in for Colby Rich, he struck out in that 1 at-bat, however. Runners on first and second, 1 out. Top of the 8th inning, tied up at 2. The Trappers need to win to stay alive. First pitch, check swing, and it leaks by, and that allows for both runners to move up. So the changeup skips in and gets between the legs of Delgado. And now all of a sudden the Trappers have the go-ahead run just 90 feet away with 1 out here. And if you're Hunter Brown, just hit a ground ball to the right side of the infield, hit something in the air in somewhat deep outfield, and you might be looking at a late lead for the Trappers. Trevor Seagraves in the dugout screaming up to the fans to try and get them involved. 1-0 the count. Ozuna now working out of the windup and the pitch. There's a called strike one. Ozuna, without a doubt, a strikeout pitcher. Thrives on getting the punch out. Has 20 strikeouts in 10 innings pitched. 1-1, that one is roped into shallow left field. Pelayo on the move and cannot get there. Base hit, one run will score. And the Trappers have the lead in the eighth. Off the end of the bat of Hunter Brown, Pelayo laid out for it and could not get there. And he advances to second as well. Trappers 3, Saber Dogs 2 here in the top of the eighth. This ties the season high for most runs scored by the Trappers in a game against the Saber Dogs. Maddox Mueller up there now. Still just one away here. Infield playing in now. First pitch to Mueller. There's a called strike one. Andrew Beavers on third, Hunter Brown on second. The Trappers looking for a Game 3 victory to keep their season alive. Ozuna delivers the 0-1. Bounces in the dirt, skips off the mask of Delgado, takes a favorable bounce forward, and Beavers has to retreat back to third. Looked like that one would take a more favorable bounce for Beavers. He probably would have tried to score on the passed ball. Mueller 1-for-3 in this one. Went down on strikes one time. Also has one of the 9 base hits here in this one. The 1-1 pitch. That one just misses for ball two. So Hunter Brown delivered a base hit just a few moments ago to give the Trappers a lead here in the eighth. They are the away team, technically, so it is the top of the eighth. Ozuna takes off his glove, readjusts the hat. Maddox Mueller steps out, and now he will stride back in. Ozuna, the 2-1 pitch, and there's a called strike two. Trevor Seagraves is on deck. He's 1-for-3 in this one. And unless we get some sort of double play here, he will get an opportunity as well. 2-2 the count. Marco Ozuna. And he'll step off. Looks like Maddox Mueller might have got something in his eye as well. Yeah, Trevor Seagraves struggled with some dirt getting into his eye earlier in the game. And it looks like Maddox gets some debris in his eye this time. Looks like he is all good. Hopefully he can see straight. 2-2 the count. Two runners on, both of them in scoring position. Looking for some insurance. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Mueller goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. And now two away here in the top of the eighth, and Seagraves will need to deliver some sort of two-out magic to extend the Trappers' lead. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life, so please buckle up. Runners on for second and third. Two outs. Top of the eighth, Trappers 3, Saber Dogs 2. First pitch to Seagraves. Takes a fastball for strike one. Marco Ozuna of the Saber Dogs trying to pitch himself out of the jam. And that earned run went to Reed Butts as well. A one pitch, check swing, and he went around for strike two. 0-2 the count. Two outs, top of the eighth. One run in here for the Trappers. They have taken a late lead. Seagraves chokes up on the bat. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses high. Count 1-2 now. Trapper's second baseman from Ottawa University in Arizona. 0-2, got him swinging. Seagraves goes down on strikes to end the inning. So the Trappers had a chance to score more than one, but back-to-back strikeouts of Mueller and Seagraves halts that opportunity. But nonetheless, Hunter Brown drives in the go-ahead run for the Trappers, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Suddenly now, your Trappers need just six more outs to try and force a game four. Let's see if they can do it. But first, let's take a quick break here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The European basketball scene was better than the WNBA. Okay. They pay more. You get better benefits. You get to see the world.
The food is better.
The food is better.
Former Stanley County star Sam Ostarello on her career playing basketball overseas on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedic.
Welcome back in to Hyde Stadium. We've got some late innings excitement here in Game 3 of our Best of 5 Exhibition League Championship Series for the Name That Tune. That was Story of My Life by One Direction, by the way. So add another one to my tally. It was tied at 2 going to the top of the 8th, and the Trappers, who are technically the away team here in this one, were able to take a lead on an RBI base hit from Hunter Brown. It drove in Jackson Mix. And Caleb Hay is back out there for his eighth inning of work. He's thrown 103 pitches, and he will face Ben Neubert first. First pitch misses low and outside for ball one. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, as we near the conclusion of this game three. The 1-0 pitch, and that one is rocketed into right field, and that will get down for a leadoff single. So the Saberdogs, after one swing, have the tying run on base now. Nobody out, and it brings up Chris Monroe. He has been held unusually quiet here in this series. He's 0-3 tonight. He has just two hits in 10 at-bats. The league leader in home runs, RBI, runs scored. First pitch, fastball on the inside part of the plate, challenges him, and it's taken for strike one. Monroe, a very good fastball hitter. So I'd be surprised if he were to double up on a fastball, especially a fastball inside. 0-1 pitch. Goes with a fastball, but it misses low. So the count 1-1. Jake Barlow is on deck. Will be Seth Delgado to follow. Ben Neubert had a leadoff single to start out this inning. And he is on first base representing the tying run here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 the count. And the pitch, check swing, and he goes around for strike two. Monroe just kind of saying, come on, man. So the count 1-2. Monroe still exchanging some words with the home plate umpire. Now Coach Kieran will come in as well. He will chat. Trying to signal Monroe over to talk with him. So they'll have a quick meeting after that. Called swinging strike two on Chris Monroe. And now he will step back up to the plate. The infield for the Trappers shifted in accordance to the right-handed pull hitter Chris Monroe. 1-2 the count. Caleb Hay, he has just one strikeout, but has only given up 6 hits and 7 innings of work. He's walked 4 batters. 2 runs have scored, but none of them were earned. The 1-2 pitch to Monroe, and that one is hit in the air to straightaway center field. Trap Hagen on the move, at the track, at the wall, and makes the catch, basically touching the fence for out number one. That one was a bit scary off the bat for a second. It looked like Chris Monroe might go ahead and give the Saberdogs the lead, but instead, just a long and loud flyout for out number one. So Neubert on first brings up Jake Barlow. He is 1-for-3 here in this one. Has that tying run on first. Barlow is the go-ahead run. First pitch fastball hit on the ground to short. Beavers on a hop and the throw to second in time for one. Andrew Beavers has been playing some lights-out defense in the field. Had to get dirty and backhand it and flip it to second for out number two. So now two-way here in the bottom of the eighth. It was a fielder's choice ground out. Jake Barlow on first brings up Seth Delgado. Delgado 1-for-3, has a 2-out RBI base hit back in the fourth. That was 4 innings ago. Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2. Bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch at the knees, taken for strike one. Would not be shocked to see Caleb Hay try and go a complete game here in this one. He has the Saberdogs down to their final 4 outs. The 0-1 pitch bounces in the dirt, 1-1. And at all costs, you want to try and keep Jake Barlow out of scoring position. You don't want there to be a potential for a base hit tying this game. And so I'm sorry, it's not Seth Delgado at the plate. He is on deck. It is Ben Wilms. He's 0-for-3. Point still stands. Delgado, if he gets a chance. 1-1 pitch. Misses, and it skips away. So there you go. Barlow takes second on the passed ball. And now Saberdogs have a runner in scoring position with two away. 2-1 the count. Ben Wilms. Caleb Hay needs one more out to get us to the ninth inning. It's set the 2-1 pitch. Misses high for ball three. Caleb Hay has walked 4 batters here in this one. This would be walk number 5 if we get ball 4 here. He has thrown 114 pitches. This will be 115. 3-1. Swung on and chopped. Just foul. The count now runs full at 3-2. Full count. 2 outs. Bottom of the eighth. Tying run on second for the Saberdogs. The Trappers have a late lead here. Caleb Hay looking for one more strike, one more out to get us to the ninth inning. We'll see if he can do it here. Facing Ben Wilms. Crowd clapping along. Caleb Hay from the stretch. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled off near the Saberdogs dugout. So we will do the 3-2 once again. The Trappers can win here tonight. It will force a game 4 for tomorrow. Here we go. 3-2. Fouled straight back again. Wilms staying alive. A base hit would likely tie the game. Strike 3 or anything else That is not a base hit. Would probably put the Trappers three outs away. Hay looking in for his sign. Gets set. 3-2 the count. And the payoff pitch. Popped up in foul ground. Cy Probst drifting in near the dirt and makes the catch for out number three. So Wilms pops up in foul territory and the Trappers are three outs away from winning game three. First, they will need to try and score some more runs in the top of the ninth. We'll take a quick break. Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
So to the ninth inning we go here. Hyde Stadium. Trappers winning 3-2 here in game three of our Expedition League Championship Series. That song, by the way, for our Name That Tune segment, Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. The Trappers offense looks to score a couple more runs here in the top of the ninth, and if they can do that, even if they can't, they'll have a chance to close it out in the bottom of the ninth. Jacob Griffin will lead things off here, making his first at-bat in this game. Was on the bench, getting the night off. We'll lead things off against Marco Ozuna, back out there for his second inning of work. First pitch of the ninth, fired in there for a called strike one. So another thing to watch as well, Caleb Hay at 118 pitches. I have a feeling he will go back out there for the ninth. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Change up there. Had Griffin out in front, and it is always hard to check into a game so late on in the process and try and dial in to have a quality at-bat. Cover Trap Hagen on deck. 0-2 pitch, and that's a called strike three. Fastball, they say that one caught the upper outside corner. Griffin goes down on three pitches for out number one here in the top of the ninth. That brings up Tyler Trapphagen. Trapphagen 1-for-3 in this one. He has a walk, a run scored as well. Trapphagen has three hits in this series, two of them in game one, and then one of them during that two-run top of the third. Marco Ozuna has struck out four batters in an inning and a third. First pitch this time bounces in front of the plate. So the count 1-0. Trapphagen swinging it from the left side. Center fielder today. Ozuna working from the windup. 1-0 the count and the pitch. Chopped foul straight back. So the count even at 1-1. If we have a game for tomorrow, that one will start at 5:35. So it'll be an hour earlier start. Need to get there first. 1-1. That one's popped up into left field. Luis Pelayo is under it and makes the catch for out number two. So with two away now, that brings up Cy Props, the Trapper's starting catcher here in this one. Props 2-for-4, has an RBI, also struck out once. He has two RBI here in just a little over a game of work since joining the Trappers after leaving, after the Roosters disbanded last weekend. First pitch from Ozuna. Runs up and inside, so the count 1-0. And the pitch. Now it's hit on the ground up the middle, and that will get through for a base hit. Hit number 3 for Cy Probst in his first start as a Trapper. Welcome to the team. In the biggest game of the season, and he is swinging it better than anybody else here in this one. And that brings up Anthony Barraza, making his first appearance here in this one. Pinch hitting, subbing in for Will Hoke, who subbed in for Colton Yanish. So all three of the Trappers first basemen getting an at-bat here in this game. Two outs, top of the ninth. Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2. Runner on first. First pitch, fastball. This is high for ball 1. Well, you can just hear the pop of that mitt. Fastball is violent. Ozuna pitched last night. Through 17 pitches, he has thrown 29 here. This will be number 30. 1-0 pitch, goes off speed, and that misses as well. Looked pretty good on the slider. Did not get the call. Now the home plate umpire has to call time and wipe some dirt out of his eyes as well. Goodness. That infield is showing no mercy for anybody. 2-0 the count. Two-way top of the ninth. And the pitch. There's a strike in there on the off speed. The count now 2-1. Slowly eclipsing daylight, or some, I guess, nighttime here. The daylight slowly fading away. Just past 9:15. 2-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to third. And that one fielded by Wilms, who makes the strong throw to second. In time for out number 3. So here we go. Trappers leading it by 1. And they have the Saberdogs down to their final 3 outs. Can they close out game 3? We will see. A lot on the line when we come back here after this break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium, bottom of the ninth. Trappers leading 3-2. As the away team here in this one, they have a chance to close out the bottom of the ninth. Brady Glenn will be the new pitcher for the Trappers, so a bit of a surprise. Caleb Hay, his night is done. 8 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, none of them earned, 1 strikeout, and 4 walks. So it is up to the left hand of Brady Glenn to try and close this thing out and take us to a game 4. I would say that a home run derby is probably not in the best interest of these trappers. When you look at the age comparison, you look at the size comparison, you look at the power comparison. Seth Delgado will lead things off. The Trappers need three outs to close out this game three. Delgado, one for three, has an RBI base hit to his credit in this one. So the lefty, Brady Glynn. First pitch. That's hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown fields on a hop. The throw to first. In time, one away. The Trappers two outs away now from forcing game four. These Trappers feeling it right now. But now you've got a big out to record here. Eddie Martinez, he is two for two, has a double and a base hit and a run scored. He has not been kept off base in any of his three previous at-bats. We'll see if Brady Glynn can potentially do that here. Bottom of the ninth, Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2. One out. Need two more. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Took something off of that one there and got Martinez swinging right through it. Brady Glynn's first outing as a Trapper was against the Saberdogs, and it did not go too well. Got lit up in Minot, but has a chance to erase all of that right here. A one pitch, and that one is popped up into straightaway center field. Traphagen is there. Two away. The Trappers now need one more out to close out game three. And that will bring up Alex Krauss. Actually, we'll have a pinch hitter here. So it will not be Alex Krauss. Instead, it will be Bradley Harmon, the switch hitting infielder. The Trappers need just one more out to close out this game. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth, 3-2 the score. Bradley Harmon, the final chance for the Saberdogs. First pitch, and that one misses for ball one. Looked pretty good, but did not get the call. So the count 1-0. Glynn gets set, and the pitch, and that misses as well. That one looked good, but did not get the call there either. So the count 2-0. And if Harmon can reach base safely, we'll turn things back over to the top of the order for Luis Pelayo. The 2-0 pitch, and that misses for ball three. Brady Glynn in danger of a two-out walk, putting a runner aboard. Would not be ideal. 3-0 the count. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. And the pitch takes it all the way for ball four. So the tying run is on base for the Saberdogs, looking for a two-out rally, and it will be Luis Pelayo. Pelayo, 0 for 1 in this game, has walked three times. He has two home runs here in this Expedition League Championship Series. And we'll have a pinch runner. So Bradley Harmon subs in with two outs, gets that walk, and now he will be relieved by Eric Martinez, who represents the tying run for the Dogs. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Trappers 3, Dogs 2. First pitch misses low for ball one. So after two quick outs, Brady Glynn has thrown five straight balls. Needs to try and find the strike zone here, but you need to be careful. One swing of the bat could end this game. 1-0 pitch, check swing, and taken for strike one. Brady Glynn and the Trappers need two more strikes to close this thing out. Everything on the line. The 1-1 pitch. Now it is lofted into center field, and it will get down for a base hit. So the two-out rally continues for the Saberdogs, and they now have two runners on base, including that tying run on second and the potential winning run on first. I will bring up Hunter Delanoy. He is 0 for 4. As I mentioned, came into this series with the Expedition League record in batting average and on-base percentage. Has not really shown that here in these three games. He is just 1 for 12. But he has a chance to tie this game or potentially then sub. Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2, two outs, bottom of the ninth. One more out will end it. One run scoring will tie it. Two runs scoring will walk it off for the Dogs and end this Expedition League season. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one misses outside for ball one. Parker Lewis is getting loose in the Trapper's bullpen. Ben Neubert, that big right-handed power, is on deck. Will he get a chance? We will find out. The 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. The count now 1-1. Can Brady Glenn get two more strikes to end this game? Martinez on second, Pelayo on first. The 1-1 pitch. And there's a called strike two. A fastball catches the upper edge of the zone. And now the Trappers have the Saberdogs down to their final strike. Trevor Seagraves shifted a little bit over to that hole on the right side of the infield. He's jumping up and down. Everybody on their feet. Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2. 1-2 the count. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. One more strike is all that is needed. Glenn versus Delanoy. Get set. The 1-2 pitch fouled off, so we will do it again. Staying alive. The stakes have never been higher. This game hanging in the balance. It could swing either way. And we have a called time from the home plate umpire. Now we are ready to go. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. And it misses high for ball two. Went with that high fastball once again. Good idea, but even better vision and discipline from Hunter Delanoy. So the count 2-2. Brady Glenn looks in. He needs one more strike. And the pitch. Popped up in foul ground. Hunter Brown on the move. And he makes the sliding catch. We will have game four here at Hyde Stadium. The Trappers take a game here in the Expedition League Championship Series. So we will see you tomorrow night. Final score, Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2. The first loss for the Saberdogs in 29 games. First time the Trappers have beat them since 2020. They were 0 for their last 20 against the Saberdogs. That streak is no more. Final score, Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2, and we will have more baseball tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break and come back here for some post-game analysis, and we'll have an interview with Coach Jamie Haviger. As a reminder, final score, Trappers 3, Saberdogs 2, here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back into the ballpark. Hyde Stadium is the venue. The Trappers celebrating a Game 3 upset victory of the previously 31-1 Souris Valley SaberDogs. The Trappers were facing elimination. If they lost tonight, their season would be over. But on the brink of elimination, they battled. The offense was timely. The pitching was lights out. And the defense was even better. And so as a result, we will have Game 4 here tomorrow night. The Trappers 3, SaberDogs 2. 10 hits for the Trappers in this one. The main man was Cy Props, the catcher, in his first start as a Trapper, goes 3-for-5 with an RBI. And then, you know, you've got everyone else pretty much chipping in as well. All but 4 Trappers recorded a hit in this game, and there was a very massive substitution that we saw with the lineup as well. Caleb Hay gets the victory, 8 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, none of them earned, 4 walks and a strikeout. Brady Glenn comes in and records the biggest save of his career, shutting down the SaberDogs to finish this one off. And then for Souris Valley, they scored 2 runs on 7 hits. Those 2 runs coming in the bottom of the 3rd and bottom of the 4th. Reed Butts gets a no decision in this one. He goes 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 8 strikeouts, and 1 walk. He exited when it was a tie game, so the loss ultimately goes to relief pitcher Tyler Elliott, who pitched an inning, gave up that go-ahead run in the top of the 8th inning when the Trappers scored and took the lead. It was a base hit from the 3rd baseman, Hunter Brown. He subbed in late, had just 2 at-bats, and he drove in Jackson Mix, and that was enough to secure the victory here in Game 3. We'll take a quick break, and I will have Coach Jamie Habiger on here for the Trapper Wrap post-game interview. 3-2, the Trappers win it here in the Expedition League Championship Series, Game 3. They will have Game 4 tomorrow. We'll come back with our interview here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pierre.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
This is John with DRG Media Group. Let's talk about consistent marketing. An occasional marketing strategy just won't work. Consumers don't remember ads, much less products and brands, until they have heard or seen it a minimum of 7 times. Consistency is key, and marketing with DRG Media Group keeps you in front of a large audience, on air, online, and on mobile devices. Our packages include everything you need for a consistent marketing plan that keeps your business visible on multiple platforms. To find out more about our consistent marketing packages, give us a call today at 224-8686.
Welcome back into the Trapper Rap post game. I have Coach Jamie Haviger, and I'll have Hunter Brown on following this one. Coach, we're going to have some Game 4 action tomorrow. Yeah. How are you feeling after this amazing, speechless victory from your guys tonight?
That's about how I'm feeling, speechless, man. These guys battled. It's about time, you know, we got our karma, and it worked out. These guys have been battling for 3 games, and we got it tonight. Caleb Hay on the mound was unbelievable. Our defense was great. I don't know how many double plays we turned, but defense was great. It was a team effort. We had a different lineup in there, and everybody stepped up and did their job tonight. And Brady Glenn closing it out. Cy Probst behind the dish. Man, I mean.
Had 3 hits.
Yeah, what a great pickup that was.
Just an all-around team victory. I've got Hunter standing next to me. Just walk me through how you were feeling in the moment when Hunter Brown came through there to give the team the lead in the top of the 8th.
Man, unbelievable. Hunter's been hitting the heck out of the ball right at him. I figured the way Hunter was hitting, that guy was going to come in and make a diving catch. But fortunately for us, he was back far enough, and Hunter finally got that hit we were looking for, and it was huge at that time.
And then you had no doubt that Brady was going to come in and close that one out?
Yeah, you know, Caleb reached his limit almost, and I didn't want to get to the top of his limit. But Brady's ready. Brady's been ready to go for a couple games, and come out and get those 2 quick outs. That was just that was unbelievable. That was a great game.
What did Caleb say as he exited the game in the 8th inning?
Oh, he was still in bulldog mode, but he kind of exhaled and was just unbelievably happy. He's walking off the mound with a 3-2 lead in the 8th against the Saberdogs. So he's pretty belated, man. That was a great game for him.
If you could think of, I guess, one word to describe, try and describe how you're feeling right now, what would that word be?
Man, I am feeling, you know what, I don't really have a word. I'm kind of breathless and speechless. You know what, I'm happy for the guys. We get another day. We get another game, another day. So the way we've been playing, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game. You know, it's always the next day, and for us, there is another day tomorrow, so it's awesome.
We just talked about that growth, you know, before the game, the young team, you know, the a far cry from getting run ruled three times in a row facing these guys to start the season. Brady Glenn was the first one on the mound in that series, and he got absolutely lit up in two innings. It's a completely different team, completely different mentality from this team.
It is. The growth we've had, the camaraderie we have, the chemistry we have on this team is unbelievable, like I've never had on another team. And we fought, and we fought again, and we fought for this win, and hopefully we're going to fight for another one tomorrow. You know, we're still here to play, so it's game on.
Sounds great, Coach. Let's try to force a game five tomorrow.
Let's do it.
We'll talk to you pregame for that game four we have tomorrow. And
appreciate it.
Good luck tomorrow,
right.
And we'll
thanks,
have
Ryan.
Fun.
Go Trap.
Yep.
One more. Thanks, Trapper
let's do
fans.
It.
Appreciate it. Coming out. Come out tomorrow night. Let's get loud.
All right, now let's switch it over to Hunter Brown here. Hunter, let's come on in here. There he is. Hunter Brown, you subbed in there late on in the game. And after going down on strikes in your first at-bat, you delivered in one of the biggest moments of the season, giving the team the lead in the top of the eighth. First, I guess, just walk me through that at-bat.
Well, it's a roller coaster of emotions. Last time I were up here, we talked about just not letting the confidence get down and just living in the moment. And I knew it was a big spot, that first at-bat I came in, but I wasn't going to let it affect my day, you know. I had faced the reliever last night, so I knew what he had, and I knew what he was going to come with. So I was able to stay on the curveball just long enough and get enough barrel to it.
So the ball is in the air, just slowly trickling down into shallow, like, left center field. What are you thinking as that ball is in the air?
Fall. All I was asking for to fall. There hasn't been much this summer that has fell for me, but it's just surreal. Those are the moments that you practice in the cage and you dream of. You want to be there in those spots. So I'm just happy I could come through.
What was it like celebrating with the guys after you made that sliding catch for the final out?
Well, we talked about it pregame, man, and we knew we stood a chance. And you guys talked about the growth. I mean, going from being in Minot and just getting rolled run ruled in almost every game to coming in game one and game two, being able to battle and keep it close. We knew that if we could just eliminate and stop the bleeding in one bad inning, which we were able to do early with the bases loaded and no outs and only give up one run, that we had a legitimate shot to win. So I think once that momentum got rolling, there was no stopping us.
Your defense was lights out tonight as well. You know, you had that one that kind of went through the legs on that second ground ball you got, but then from there you made every play, and including, as I mentioned, that diving catch in foul ground to end the game. What are you thinking as that one is popped up in foul ground?
That there was no way that I was going to let that ball hit the ground. I was going to be a diving body, and I had just told Brady that no matter what happened, that I loved him and that it wasn't going to change the way I felt about him, and that I had his back. So I told him just to give me a shot, and then I had his back. And so I'm just happy I could pull through.
Before the game, when I was out there in the infield with you, we were joking around about how you're saying, you know, MVP is, oh, if I was wearing pants, I'm making that play. You're wearing pants there, and you laid out in foul ground and made a pretty nice catch.
I'm telling you, if I'm in pants, I'm there, and I truly believe it.
Sounds great, Hunter. Fantastic job tonight. Way to take one from the Dogs. It was the first time the Trappers had beat the Saber Dogs in 21 games.
Everything feels better with a victory, so I'm happy we could pull through, and let's go get another one.
Thanks for joining me, and great job, and let's get another one tomorrow night.
Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you tomorrow.
That was Hunter Brown, who gave the Trappers the lead in the eighth inning, and they were able to hold on the rest of the way and deliver that 3-2 victory here in this Game 3. So we will have more Expedition League Championship Baseball tomorrow. It will be at 5:30. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. I'll be with you guys for tomorrow's Game 4 as well. Same type of situation for the Trappers. They need to win tomorrow or their season is over. And if they can win, they will force that winner-take-all Game 5. But for now, Ryan Breeden signing off on this Saturday night. The Trappers take one here against the Saberdogs. 3-2 final score. Ryan Breeden signing off saying farewell until we meet again.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.